Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I just...
calling you.
Hello? This is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. Today it's Angel Healing, the Angels, and Prosperity. Our guest today is, she'll be with us, is Shannon Lee. And we're going to be talking about angel energy, how it works, how you can use that energy to also help you heal yourself and bring prosperity in your life. And it's going to be one of those great shows. We're just going to cover a lot of things. And we're also doing one other thing, too, we're throwing out there from time to time, is focusing on, you know, it's just the idea of focusing on past lives and that kind of thing, because it seems like they've been coming across a whole lot more for some reason. So it's just the idea of taking a look at that. So I think it's going to be a great show. So let's get on with it, and... I'm just trying to put some things together here. It's been one of those crazy shows. We've had some crazy shows in the past, and this one's not as bad as the other ones, but it's getting there. We want to sit there and go over the things. We're going to do some readings here on the show, too. And just want to make sure I cover everything. We're doing free readings. So call in. Give us your questions. If you have any comments about previous shows or the show we're doing now, please call in. Ask us any questions. And when you call in... I just want to make sure everybody understands we are doing readings. So when you call in, we are answering questions. Because I didn't specify that, I'm sorry. And I'll get more clear about that, but that's what we're going to do. With the situation at hand, it just seems like we'll just go right to what we're talking about here and get a little bit on the energy. Is what we. When I focus on energy and when I'm talking about energy itself, I'm talking about what you feel around you. Many years ago, I had a drowning accident of my own. And I didn't see a tunnel or anything like that, but in the process of being under the water for over 20 minutes and leaving my body for a short period of time, I will say one thing, that I did feel a presence around me, energy. And to this day, I've always felt someone behind me, someone beside me. Okay, we'll say it one more time. One person behind me. I always felt a presence behind me, so I always felt very protected. So I've always been pretty straightforward and verbal. Not holding anything back, and you know, just keep going on, slugging, because I felt that energy. And that's what we're talking about, to pay attention to that energy. But also in the same instance of healing, when you focus on healing, it's the idea of focusing energy too. When we do past life regressions, I use the angels to escort you back to your past life that you're trying to focus on, to see why you have certain things are happening in this lifetime. And there's energy there, because in the process, we have Archangel Michael, who seems to sit there and look at the situation of helping you cut loose that time, cut loose the issues and everything too. Then we have Archangel Raphael, who comes in and helps you to heal. Now, in all these situations, you have to understand that when you're focusing on these things, and these archangels, we're all energy, and they're pure energy. So therefore, when you're working and you're doing certain things, you're working with energy. Every time you do anything, you're focusing with energy, and your energy is working with you. So that's what we're saying with this situation here of angels, angel healing, is the idea to understand what that means, because a lot of people don't understand that, so they don't I guess you don't, that they don't give credit due to where they need to. So in the process, I guess you would say, remember the last time you heard something said to you that helped you to avoid an accident or whatever it was. I know when I've been in situations like that, I can also feel the energy too. Not just the words that are being spoken to me. It's the energy that comes through as well that tells me, because it's always a positive energy. So it helps me to distinguish between bad angels, I guess you call it angels, and positive ones. What's really going on? And the more I pay attention to that energy, the more I feel I know exactly what's going on and what's happening. And I trust that. So I go forward. I make decisions a whole lot quicker because of it. And that's what we're talking about here, focusing on the energy. Sometimes in situations, it can be a little crazy. But I'm just saying, the more you do that. So when we talk about connecting with your angels, I guess it's going right to the source. So the more you work with angels, the more spontaneous you are with the energy that's around you, and you know how to use it. I mean, like in the process of quantum healing, it's just basically taking the energy out of the ground, out of the earth, and bringing it up through your body, up to the tip of your head, and down to your fingertips. Which enables you to transfer energy into maybe a part of your body or into someone else's to help them. And the way it really works is the idea of introducing into that person not just the energy itself, but also, since you are not a person who's in need of healing, it's like plugging a computer into another computer that needs help from that programming in the computer that works really well into the computer it doesn't, so that computer can use that pattern to heal itself. And that's what the human body does when someone puts their hands on you to heal you. It's like creating a field and also introducing your programming, which is perfect at that moment compared to theirs, to help that body. So basically what you're doing is you're introducing energy into that person's body and the pattern, which is enabling them to heal themselves. So we do a lot of things for ourselves constantly. Doctors can do anything they want to, but they're not really the ones who do the healing. They do certain things to promote healing, but the healing part's our problem. I mean, well, I shouldn't say problem, but that's what we do, that situation of focusing on things like that. So they have a tendency to pop in there. So as we were sitting there going over things, we have books out there. John Randolph Price has a couple books, many books on angels. And the one he has is called Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. So it's basically talking about focusing into that energy. But when we talk about co-creation, we're also talking about working together with those angels. Uh-huh, yeah. So when you sit and look at that situation, it makes you think, connecting with my angels seems like a good idea to do. Therefore, we can work together. A lot of people focus on manifesting and creating and healing on their own, which can be exhausting, and it taps into the energy of your own. But when you work with angels, archangels, it seems like they are the ones are working with you, so you don't deplete your energy. So I guess you would say that in the process of healing other people, they give you energy to work with, or they replace energy within you. So that's why we can all work together. So just think about that for a minute. I mean, just the idea of working with angels. In John Randolph Price's book, he talks about it a lot. You see, he talks about inner angels, angels around us, angels in every day of life, everything we do, and how we work with those angels and what we give those angels to work with to basically... dictates the outcome. So if those channels are open and positive thinking is going on, those angels can do their jobs, what they're for. In the back of the book of his other book called Angels Within Us, it talks about the 22 angels that govern our inner life, which these are the ones that govern all the gateways to abundance, spiritual awakening, things like that. And also with the situation that I guess you'd say, he can take the 22 angels and basically show you that for the 22 higher arcana cards, each one of those angels back up one of those cards. So it gives you a different it gives you a different look on the cards themselves.
Hey, Donnie.
What?
They parked in the driveway. I could only get that inside the fence, and that was it.
That's fine, Mom. I'll get it. Okay. So with the situation at hand, you see how important it is to work with angels.
No. You want to leave a crack in the door and you're in it.
Here, go. The same thing with John Randolph Price's book, Angels Within Us. It talks about the angels inside. It talks about what they govern. We have, to give you an example, 22 angels. We've got the angel of abundance, which is when it governs abundance. But abundance has a deeper thing than just money. Abundance means how your life is, how you feel, abundantly loved, abundantly financially secure, stable. They all work together. You see what I'm saying? So when you sit and say, it's like the idea of planting seeds in your consciousness. If the seed is bad, it's not going to grow. If the seed is good, it's going to be great. And then you sit there and nurture it, energy, love, caring for it, those kind of things. And then you have something that pops through the ground, and then you have a harvest. It's the same thing with manifestation. You know, you put a seed, and you put a seed out there. Plant a seed of what you want. Car, money, great relationships, great success. Those are all seeds themselves. And how you sit there and deal with that is great if you focus on it yourself. But sometimes on the ideal, things in our subconscious mind have a tendency to keep us from getting what we want. And then that's what the angels are good for too, as well as pointing these things out to us to take these stumbling blocks out of our way so we can keep going forward and spontaneously keep making decisions because of what they keep telling us to keep going forward. So I sat here and looked on the side of this book, and the angels within us, it made a lot of sense because at one point in my life, I didn't know that actually existed. I knew there were angels. It wasn't until I read this book when it talks about angels of the kingdom. It talks about the first angel was the angel of unconditional love and freedom. We have the angel of illusion and reality. So the angel of creative wisdom, the angel of abundance, the angel of power and authority, the angel of spiritual understanding, the angel of loving relationships. And you see that the angels, they have a certain job that they have to do as well. Okay, we have the angel of victory and triumph. We have the angel of order and harmony, the angel of disconcernment, the angel of cycles and solutions, the angel of spiritual strength and will, the angel of reunification and regeneration, the angel of death and rebirth, the angel of patience and acceptance, the angels of materiality and temptation, the angel of courage and for some reason it's not coming out of my mouth, so you get the idea. The angel of service, the angel of imagination and liberation, the angel of truth and enlightenment, the angel of the creative word, the angel of success. Okay? So when we sit here and start thinking about these things, if you're thinking to your mind, the idea of these angels all working together, they do. And sometimes in situations, there's a couple of them work together on one certain situations. So if you're sitting there focusing on the angel, if you focus on the angel of abundance and you really want to be abundant and you really want to be successful, you might want to work with the angel of abundance and the angel of success. But you also might want to work with the angel of spiritual enlightenment as well, because there might be a little thing about you don't think you're worthy. So you work on those situations. So the angels can work in different ways, in different directions, to help you to basically get to the point of what that's all about. Okay, so therefore, it's very important. Angel energy, angel healing, angel prosperity. I guess you would say, think about the angels. The reason they are the beings they are, because they're in a higher vibration than we are. But it doesn't mean you can't get your vibration to the point where you can actually work with angels and even see angels and feel their presence. It happens all the time. Believe me, I've been there myself, and it works great. So the situation is fantastic, okay? So we should definitely take a look at that whole thing. I'm going to sit here and go through some callers. I'm trying to see something. So be patient with me. I'm going to check out a couple lines here to see if we, if our guest is here. Because I don't recognize the phone number. So it's been a very long and crazy day. So I'm not recognizing a lot of things right now. So let's see what we have. Hello? Hi,
hello,
how are
hello?
You? Yes. You're calling in to have a couple questions answered, correct?
Okay. Are you doing readings or just having a guest? Or I'm not really sure. I just dialed in to listen until I get a feel.
Yeah, what I'm trying to do is I have a guest who's going to be on the show today, but I don't see her yet. So I'm trying to find her. And yes, we are doing we're doing readings and we're answering questions. Okay. So I'm just trying to find her. So if you want some questions answered, no problem. We'll be right back with you. Okay.
Oh yes, great. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Hello. How are you? Hello. Hello. Hello? Okay. Very interesting. I swear it is. I talked to you before, didn't I? Sir?
Yes, I'm a caller.
Okay. No problem. Like I said, everybody be patient with me and we'll be right back with you. I don't have my co-host today. She's not with us today, so I'm doing everything myself. So I just ask for your patience. Thank you. Hello? 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 How are you today?
Hi, I'm a caller holding for a reading.
Okay, we talked before. I knew I talked to you before, so I wasn't sure. All right. I'll be right back with you in probably a couple minutes. I have no idea. All right, guys, we're going to sit and go over some things here. Like I was talking about before, The Angels Within Us, it's the idea of focusing on these things. I really recommend you guys get this book, The Angels Within Us, by a guy named John Randolph Rice. And the reason I recommend the book very highly is because it really covers a lot of things. It gives you a lot of details about what these angels are, how to work with them. Each chapter has a way of working with them, as in meditations and those kind of things. It's a really great book. It's really helped me out a lot. Now, the same thing with and then he had another book called Angel Energy. You should definitely get those two books together. A very great combination. Because basically, the Angel Energy book has a tendency to take it all and put it together. Okay, so therefore, there's prayers and meditations in there as well. But actually working with a group of angels and working together. There's also a meditation that I loved. What it does is you ask your guides to come to you and grab your hands and escort you to the council, which is the 22 angels. And when you get there, you can work with them, see them face to face. It's the idea of opening yourself up in your heart and to love these angels unconditionally as the way they love you. The energy that you create with that, just that one experience, helps you to work together and also to attract exactly what you do want. Because the things that you want is usually in a state of being happy. When you have all the money you want, you're content and happy. When you have the relationship you want, you're happy. And when you have the job and the career that you want, you seem to be happy. And it seems like in those states of mind, you seem to be able to attract anything and everything you want to. So therefore, the reason I say work with the angels, and the angel healing could be anything. It could be the idea of healing your mind, of you thinking you're going blind. And it could be just of something that's been told to you constantly over and over again to the point where your body starts reacting that way too and you start losing your sight. So the healing process is to heal your thinking, the way you focus, and to help you think in other ways. The same thing with helping you heal a part of your body. It's the idea of focusing on energy and asking your angels to help you focus on that one part of your body so therefore you can heal it. So these books are really good about that. And really, I recommend anything you can get by John Randolph Rice, because he has a book called Super Beings 2, which basically goes over the many levels of people evolving to be certain things. And it basically gives you a description in those books on what to see or what to look for to know what level a person is on, which I thought was very interesting because they always talk about everybody being on many levels, and it gives you an idea what that's all about. The book's also great about focusing on all parts of your life. By focusing on all parts of your life, it's telling you that you can be successful in everything you do. You don't have to choose or pick and choose, like have a good career and a lousy relationship. What it says is you deserve to have everything. That's what it means. It doesn't mean abundantly wealthy, you know, where you want all the freaking money in the world, all the love in the world. You know, that's what somebody's talking about. He's talking about being abundant. Abundant means you're getting exactly what you want. You're happy and content where you're at, what you're doing, and what you're accomplishing. So that, you know, that's what we're talking about, healing and prosperity. And it seems like when you do these healings emotionally, it seems like prosperity, money, abundance, relationships start coming to you. I'm talking about friendships, the right people, more spiritual people to talk and communicate with who actually understand where you're coming from, what you're going through. And next thing you notice that all the people around you are very positive. And this is a sign to think about too, guys. You know, when you sit and look at the situation and you see positive people constantly around you, you don't really have to do the rituals of protecting yourself because you're in a state in your mind with working with your angels that all you're doing is attracting in positive people who are doing the same thing. So why would you need protection? From who? But it's also a way of looking at yourself and creating certain things where you can look within and ask yourself, is there anything keeping you from being on your path? Is there any more levels? Because there's many, many levels to prosperity and abundance and being happy. And you just keep getting better and better and better. So therefore, the idea of obtaining perfection, it's very easy to do. So I'm asking you all to think about that for a minute and connect with your angels. Clear those chakras. The chakras are actually a connection between the physical and the spiritual. So as long as those channels are open, the communication should be spontaneous. The same thing with your aura. You don't want anything that's basically stuck in your aura either. So the idea of paying attention to that, paying attention to the colors you see. And when I say pay attention to the colors you see, it's mean when you close your eyes. Some people said they see colors. What you're seeing there is either an angel you're working with seeing the color, or it's something that's telling you to invoke certain colors into your aura to cleanse them. And you can use color therapy to cleanse out the auras as well. And then maybe you want to have more green in your heart chakra, or maybe more ruby red in your root chakra. These things are obtainable. The imagination. The reason I say focus on your imagination, because once you start focusing and realizing, the imagination has no limitations. And it's your imagination, so therefore you have no limitations either. There are none. And the more you put yourself in the situation, you will see people around you who keep saying, I'm spiritual, I do this and any other. And they're still having problems with a lot of things of manifestation. Or even believing. And it's like, I tell everybody, pay attention to people who give you advice, but also look at the way they live, how they talk, what they do. If you have a person who's constantly talking about negativity but trying to give you good advice on what you should do, you should definitely rethink that. And what I do in situations like that, I go, okay, angels, is that really where I should do? Is that really where I should go? And that's what I should do. There's nothing wrong with asking your angels, and angels love that whole thing too as well, of stopping, take a deep breath, and asking them, okay, I didn't get the message clearly. Can you clarify it for me? They will. Or if a situation, a person who's trying to move you in a different direction that you don't feel comfortable about, stop, take a deep breath, and ask your angels. They will clarify anything you want to if you ask. And if you constantly keep doing this, guess what happens? Yeah, guess what happens? It starts becoming a part of your life that you like breathing. You do it. You just do it spontaneously. And that's a good thing. Trust me. So, with that said, I definitely also recommend Doreen Virtue's books as well. Healing with the Angels, great book because it's got some great prayers in there for soulmates, relationships, family, romantic. It's also got prayers in there for financial gain, working with Archangel Michael, Raphael, working with them together, Constantly. It's a great, just really good book. So check that one out as well. And also, like I said before, I recommend Anything Can Get by these two authors. And also another author out there is John Holland. He's got a great book too. If I can find it, I will let you know about. Let's see. One book we were talking about too was to get really to know the angels, archangels, and ascended masters. There's a book by Dorian Virtue too as well called Archangels and Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Dentities. Definitely check that book out. It goes into really great detail of all the archangels, the ascended masters, who they are, what they do, how they can help you. Let's see. I just had that. Another book that we got by John Randolph Price was it called? It's called The Abundance Book. He's got a thing in there. He's got a CD and a hard copy too. In the book itself, it talks about, and I've done this before, it's called the 40-Day Prosperity Plan. It's a 40-day plan where you actually are changing the way you think and letting down the resistance, so therefore you can get what you've always what was always deserved to you, and you're letting down the walls for that to happen, so they can come piling in. Let's see. That's kind of crazy. Sometimes I just don't know what happens to certain books. Because they're all right here. There we go. Okay, John Holland has some great books too. Okay, two books that I've actually been familiar with and I've actually read both of them. It's called, he has a bestseller called Born Knowing. He also has another book, which is the book that I have right here in front of me. It's a great book. I recommend the hard copy because they always come with CDs, free CDs in the back to help you with the meditations, okay? It's called Psychic Navigator, Harnessing Your Inner Guidance, okay? So it's a great book because there's people out there who are working on their psychic abilities and working on connecting with your angels. That book will help you with your chakras, and the information in there alone on just chakras and auras could be so beneficial to you of actually clearing those things out to get the whole spiritual thing going for you, that you'll just open yourself up widely to it and let it direct you wherever it's going to take you. So on that note, I'm just saying to you, that's how it works. That's how it happens. So check those books out. I was also going over some information too. People are always talking about meditational music. Okay. Don't you just love it when you put a piece of paper down and it gets legs and walks away? All right. We were starting to talk about some other things too. There's a company out there called BrainSync, and subliminal CDs with messages under the tone of the music. The science behind that's a whole lot more advanced than it was in the past. So check out BrainSync. Go on the internet. It's called www.brain-sync.com. I think you'll be very amazed. And they actually have information. I guess they got things that you can actually download into your MP3 players. So check that out. There's another company called HemiSync. And that's spelled H-E-M-I, Hemi, dash sync. Their website is www.hemi-sync.com. Check them out. They got some great deals going on right now where you can actually get four CDs, and the fourth one's free. If you want to contact them directly through their phone number, the phone number is 1-800-541-2488. That's in U.S. and Canada. The number again is 800-541-2488. Or if you want to call just straight through, okay? There's an additional number here. It's 434-263-8692. or contact us at the website. They also have a very, they have a 30-day guarantee. So therefore, if you don't like them, give them back. But I guarantee you, once you get a hold of these CDs, you won't be good, you won't be getting them back. You'll actually be contacting the company to get more. I've actually had 4 or 5 of these CDs, and they're really great. They're great for meditation, and HemiSync, how HemiSync works is not a subliminal CDs. These are CDs that have a little tone underneath the music that hits the brain in a way where it helps the two hemispheres of the brain work together, which gives you intense focus and concentration. Therefore, that's what you need for to accomplish what you need to do. Also, with Dorian Virtue, she has a book called Divine Guidance, how to have a deeper, stronger connection with your angels and God. So check that one out. But the reason I recommend the book because it also works with people that people who are focusing on their gifts. They have certain things you can do in the book to improve your abilities and that kind of thing. So try that out. And I also recommend that you really work with your angels. Sit down, meditate. If you want to ask for names, that kind of thing. I have a guardian angel named Sally. And I feel like, and there's also, I have 3. So that's the ideal connection. You'll find out what I'm talking about. So check it out. So therefore, there you guys go. And we was also talking about the other day when we were talking about journals and stuff. And focusing on things. Well, I shouldn't say focus on things. It's the idea of taking a meditation like this and saying, I have the power within me to realize the fulfillment of each one of these desires. Through the love, wisdom, and power of my supermind, I have the ability to bring about any necessary change in my body or affairs. I believe in my wonderful inner self. And then you write down, write it in the third person, like it's already happened, write down, I am happy now that I have married, and I have a very happy, joyful, deep, loving, sharing, faithful, expressive, respectful, supportive, sensual, sexual, fulfilling, spiritual, committed to each other, relationship, and marriage, always and forever. Well, if you're a person who just likes to focus on prosperity, then you would put prosperity in there, that I am so happy now that success has come to me, and I am a very successful psychic medium earning over $1,000 a week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's how we write them. You know, we get really detailed about things. So going from there, let's go answer some questions for people out there. I did say we were going to do some free readings today, so therefore let's get to that. And let's try this one here. Hello. How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I called the other night, I spoke to you. I'm Claudia. I don't know if
Claudia.
You remember. And anyway, yeah, I have a question for you. I was wondering if you would see anything regarding my health. I did a few weeks ago some testing at the doctor, and I got some surprising results, and I just wanted to know if you would see anything regarding that situation, if they were right or maybe it would be safe or if healing can actually happen, because I believe that in miracles. So, I mean, there's nothing that I'm going to die or anything like that. I'm just a little concerned.
Okay. The first thing that comes to me is the idea of what you just said. The idea that they are right, but in the process of looking at the situation, they're only right about one thing, of pointing out to you what the thing was. They have no control over anything else. And really, they didn't need surgery on you.
I'm sorry, it cuts off.
I know, she hates that happen. Because it really is not good when you're trying to get a message across, guys, so it works on that freaking technical crap, would you? Okay, enough said. I'm saying, with the situation with doctors, I feel like they are right about what they see, okay? Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Do you see that I can heal myself, that a miracle can actually happen?
Yeah, see, that's what I was trying to say to you, and this and the radio was just kind of messing up. Because what I was saying was, that's the only thing they have control over, is diagnosing the situation. They have no idea how the outcome is going to be. So to sit there and even tell people and give them any time frame on the whole thing, I think that's like giving someone a death sentence. And I think they should stop it. I think they should look at the situation and realize human spirit can accomplish anything. And that's what I'm telling you. The situation is You have to believe in the healing, but you also have to believe in yourself, because that's how it works. You know, the idea of healing yourself is the idea of, the one I heard. It's like, you know you have the situation. So there, from this point on, you forget the situation exists, and you start focusing on having a healthy, perfect body. And just sit there and say to yourself every day, thank you.
That's what I've been doing. Praying, meditating, and I'm trying to just look online to see, you know, what I should eat, and you know, it was a little shocking, and I was a little confused, but I'm feeling a whole lot better now. I mean, I know it's not the end of the world, but it's just something that changed my life.
Well, the situation at hand, have you gotten a second opinion? The reason I recommend second opinions is because, let's think about this, guys, real clearly. I want you to focus on people who make money for what they do, okay? You have to really look deeply into the situation, the person you're working with, because you have to understand, why is he doing what he's doing? Because, you know, like I said before, it's a business, and I'm pretty sure, and we're not trying to bash all doctors, but we do know for a fact that there's doctors out there that are in it just for the money. So they're gonna sit there and rack up business, and the way they rack up business is basically tell you that there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, well, what I had thought was, like I said, just look at everything, try to, like, meditate, heal myself, eat better, maybe go to a homeopathic doctor, and then in a few months get the testing done again and see what the outcome is. Those are my you know, plans, my thoughts on how to deal with the situation right now.
Okay. I'm just saying, with the situation of working with your doctor, also pay attention to how you feel when you're around him. You know, do you feel like he's being on the up and up about the whole thing? For some reason, I keep getting a female here, but
yes, it was a female doctor. But they went and took some blood work, and basically the results were different this time. I've never had anything positive, anything. But it's, you know, I just, like I said, it was just surprising, and basically I asked them to do them again. They came out again the same way. And so I talked to my cousin, because she's a lab technician, and she told me, okay, go to another lab, because sometimes labs make mistakes. But so that's another thing I want to do. I want to go to another lab, and my insurance only pays the certain lab that already did the testing. So I'm working on changing the insurance and then also doing, you know, like I said, trying to heal myself and eat better and find more information, and then go to another lab and see if the results come out the same.
Okay. I'm just saying, with you, the biggest thing I do pick up is I would focus more on your diet than anything else. Balanced diet. And what I mean, you know what that means. It's the idea of balancing everything out. Make sure you get your vegetables, your fruits. If you ever, and I tell, you know, seriously, if you're not a person who likes fruits and vegetables, look for an alternative solution. I mean, the biggest thing I do is I get those V8 fusion drinks, where you get two servings of this and two servings of that, and the whole thing. I always feel like you can tell when your body craves something or there being deficiency. And usually when we start getting things that are wrong with our body, it's because of a deficiency. And for some reason, I noticed out there that doctors don't sit there and say, well, you know, there's a deficiency. It left your body open. And once you correct those deficiencies, a lot of times those ailments go away. I mean, there are certain diabetes, when you sit there and balance out your diet, that's as far as you got to take it. Just balance out your diet, and you can basically maintain it. So that's what I'm saying with the situation. I'm looking for, not alternatives, but looking for the solutions. And I feel like I think you're on the right path, and I feel like, to me, I keep getting over and over again, it's going to be successful. So, you know, it's like, I'm just saying, it's like if your angels are guiding you in some ways that don't make sense to you, there's a reason. So just go with it.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like this is going to work out. I just feel like this is going to work out a whole lot better than you think. I mean, seriously, every day I would just get up and say, thank you, God, for my healing.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. I wanted your insight of the situation. I think I got it. Because, that's the way, I mean, I already have ideas on how to do things, but I wanted your insight on it. So thank you.
Oh, no problem. I'm just saying, with the situation we're talking about here, the one thing I would definitely recommend is forget that, because like I said, when I saw this other lady who did the same thing, she forgot she had breast cancer. Just didn't think about it, did nothing. She'd sit around, and one thing she did do is she went out and rented everything she could of any kind of comedies to keep herself in a state where she was always laughing. And then she would say to herself every morning when she'd get up in the mornings, thank you, God, for my healing. And then she would look for all these things to put herself in a state of being happy. Like I said, the comedies, the joking, constantly being around situations, doing those kind of things as well, but still living her life and just having a great time. And you raise that vibration up, you can do anything you want.
Yes, yes, I totally agree, because when I found out, it caught me by surprise, and I actually was very depressed, like, for a week.
Uh-huh.
And then afterwards, I mean, I started feeling better emotionally. And you know, today again, I started thinking about it, but I said, no. And I just, like, shook my head. I said, no, I'm not going to let this get to me, because, and I started thinking of the things that I have to focus on, which are my, you know, my son, school,
uh-huh.
I'm going to college, and just, you know, those are the things that are really important to me, and the things that I want to get better, you know, health-wise for. So.
And also, I think I see Archangel Michael with you and Archangel Raphael, and you need to really work with them as well.
With whom?
Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I feel success is right there. It's right in your hands, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Please call us back and tell us how it goes. I'd really like to see how this all plays out, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. And like I said, guys, you know, the idea of working with your angels, you can accomplish anything. So we need to work on that as well. Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm very good. Thanks.
Well, good. What's your name?
Camille. I'm Camille, and I'm in Northern California. And I believe we might have spoken a week or so ago.
Okay.
Okay, I'm curious, in 2011, where my career is headed.
I keep getting straightforward. I do. I just keep getting it going forward.
Okay.
I see a lot of changes with you, but the changes I keep picking up on are more personal. I definitely see an inner growth with you. I don't know why that was so hard to say. I think I need to work on myself on the inner growth thing too. could I please ask you, what is your career? Because for some reason, I keep seeing the change in your career, but see, that's why it comes to me, a change in your career. So I don't see you changing careers, but a change within.
I'm doing public relations, writing, and tarot.
It's the writing part, okay? That's what it comes to me. I'm passing on to you that you need to really focus on the writing part, because I feel like a lot, it's almost like giving me shivers thinking about it. So I see how... Yeah, I see a thing. I see a really strong, because as soon as you said that, I wanted to stop right there. I don't want to hear the list. I just want to focus on that one of success in writing, and you just have so much. When I sit there and picture you, it's like almost like energy itself pouring into your hands and needs to be released into writing to be put into books. Very spiritual stuff. You're a very spiritual woman. You seem to touch a lot of people by just who you are.
Oh, yeah. And it's pretty interesting, too, because I can tell that sometimes I am a trigger for other people.
Uh-huh.
And some people are just not appreciative of that sort of trigger. And kind of like I elicit this response in people where if they're not ready for it, they just react pretty aggressively or violently and do not want me around. Because I am kind of triggering some sort of a change in them that they are not ready to make.
No, let's rephrase that. You're setting them into changes that they are ready for, but they're being selfish and not taking it for what it is.
Okay, that sounds better. That sounds better.
Yeah, because people sit up. Let's put it this way, guys, okay? I'll clarify for everybody real clearly. Things do not cross your path and fall in your lap just for the heck of it, just so you can refuse it. You ask for something and you get it. Now you're slapping in God's face and saying, you know something, I don't want it right now. That's a selfish move. When we talk about being focused on self, we're talking about letting these things evolve like they're supposed to and being who you are. And I guarantee you, it'll put you in a whole lot happier space than you've ever been in your whole life. And you just don't understand that. And you're hanging on to the worldly thing, thinking, that's it. And I said, guys, think about the worldly thing, okay? We got a 60% divorce rate. Does that sound like they got it down? I don't think so.
No.
So with the situation you're talking about, I want you to do me a favor and quit feeding into that, okay? Because I've done it myself, where you get critical and say, okay, that person didn't understand. Because I got some people right now who have actually taken the example from me and started their own radio shows.
Oh, nice.
They've been very appreciative about it and thanking me for giving them the motivation to do it. So you will get people who will do it. The ones who don't, they're still in a path of denial. So therefore, just look at them. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to pull you down to their vision. You don't want to go down their vision because I guarantee you, your reality is a whole lot better than what they're thinking about. So that's what I'm saying with you, the ideal reality. But you've been through a lot of things yourself, and I just feel like you need to put that on paper. If you have, I mean, I feel like there's some things that you have written down. I'm just saying, when I focus on writing career, that seems like it just really bounces out more than anything else you're doing, but will also enhance it at the same time.
Okay.
So I'm going to stop venting.
Yeah, for me, well, in doing PR work, it is writing. It's not writing my personal story, but it is exercising.
Oh, man.
My
most
writing.
Most definitely. But you got a personal story to tell you that knocks some people out of their socks, okay?
Okay.
So you're gonna affect the people on an international level like you've affected people on a local level.
So I wonder how does that impact my current financial situation?
It could be simply the idea of pouring yourself into your book. You know, so I have a lot of people calling me up and asking about financial problems, and I've seen a lot of people who change their thinking and start focusing on what they should be doing and putting themselves in what they love to do, and all those financial problems, they seem to fade away, and then when they do pop up from time to time, they all seem to know how to take care of it. I mean, they're kind of like, okay, so when I look at the situation, 2011 is one of these years I tell everybody, I'm actually a master in numerology. I'm 11. So I know the power of 11.
Right.
Everybody else is 11. This is 2011. I guarantee you, you pour yourself into, because right now I'm doing a lot of stuff right now. I'm doing the show, and I don't get paid per se, but I keep paying the premium on this thing. I keep going, 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 because I know for a fact by being in this realm right now, this is where I'm the happiest. This is where my vibration is the highest. And
right,
this is
right.
Where, and it's like I'm doing what I'm doing. And the more I keep doing this, the less I focus on anything else, as in bills and that kind of stuff. And I just keep saying, okay, it's always been told, you do what you're supposed to do, put yourself in service, and everything else will take care of itself. When things are not being taken care of, it means there's an imbalance in your life and you need to find that. So once you find that solution, everything else seems to click in. It usually, well, come on, let's get real. We know what the problem probably is. It's something within us. So we just need to go inwards and say, okay, why am I having financial problems? Take a $5 bill, okay? And impress your consciousness on that $5 bill and ask that $5 bill, why am I having a problem getting more of you?
Okay.
And listen to what you hear, because basically it's your conscious mind telling you what your problem is, what your barrier is, or your what some kind of insecurity or whatever it is, and just listen as clearly as you can. Work with your angels. That's why the more I do this show, the more we try to incorporate angels into everything, because the more I notice that's the key.
I'm not
counting out God. No way. I've read the Bible too, and it says in the Bible, God knows before you ask. So therefore, how do you know those angels are not there? Because he already knew.
That's true. Okay.
And Psalms 91 says, God gives angels charge over us. You know, so I'm like, okay. So let's just put a little faith in that and work with those angels that are around you. You have four angels working with you right now. Okay? I recommend you get this book called The Angels Within Us and start working with the angel of abundance and angel of success. And also, put in there, since you are a person who's in spirituality and that kind of stuff, I'd also put in the creative word, the angel of creative word, and also the angel of spirituality itself. Okay, and put those all together, because it might be just simply a thought or something in your mind that was implanted in your brain years ago by somebody saying something simply as saying you can't, you're not worth it, and it stuck with you, and they can help you get rid of it. I'm just saying, you've had some things in your past that you have absorbed, you thought you got rid of. Just go back and make sure you did.
And that is very true.
And angels can work with you so intensely on this whole thing, and you are just too much of a caring person to let those things keep you from what you should be having right now.
That is true. And is there time to ask, something happened this morning that I really, I understand it, but.
Right.
I did something. There is a man who I love, who lives at a distance from me.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning I dressed a purple candle and concentrated on him in a dream that I had about the two of us. And dressed with this oil called Come to Me, and lit some incense, played some music, and then went on about my evening. And this morning, about 5 o'clock this morning or so, I let the candle burn out. I hear a noise, and I'm, you know, a really loud noise, sound like an alarm going off.
Uh-huh.
And I realize, wait, that was me. That was my home security alarm going off. I ran downstairs, and I discovered the wind was blowing, and the door was partially open, and the alarm was blaring. But there was nobody around. There was nothing. There was nobody around that I could see.
Right.
And I'm kind of like, I wasn't, no fear, nothing like that. I turned the alarm off, and I looked around, and I saw my neighbor from his garage. He was in there doing his morning exercise. But
uh-huh.
There was no one around me, so there was nobody around the home, nobody in the home but me.
Right.
And all I can think of is I put it out there to invite my friend in, even though he doesn't live in my city at the moment. I put it out there to invite him in. And after 5 or 6 hours, something came in.
And what was you trying to invoke there?
I was trying to invoke him to inspire or invite him to come to me.
That's a very prayer.
Yeah.
I feel like in the situation you're talking about, I also see you leaving out that door spiritually, yeah.
Spiritually.
You have very strong energy, that kind of thing going on, setting off the thing. But, you know, why didn't people notice this? Because you wasn't there.
That's true.
You were somewhere else. So in the situation of coming back and doing the thing with the candle, you just realize the path you took to go out that door, something about the situation you really went with this man that you actually went. Instead of letting him come to you, you went to him.
Really? You think?
So you need to work on that, and so, you know, just, I mean, when I sit here and say work on it, that would incorporate a lot more grounding, so you won't go. You know?
Okay.
And be, you know, and I just feel like in that way too, because I was sitting here talking to someone before, and they always told me since I was Triple Earth, it was kind of surprised of the occupation that I do. I'm just going, I don't see any problems with that. I said, because I feel like the more grounded you are, like anything else, like a radio or a tower or something like that, they just seem to be more stronger messages coming through those things because they are so grounded. So with the situation you're in, grounding is good. Grounding is great.
Okay.
You know. Also, you should work on your root chakra, but you should also work on the chakra underneath the feet. There's a book out there. I can't remember exactly who the author is, but if you go out there and it's a book called Quantum Healing. Okay, what's so good about that book is the healing itself, of course, but it also goes over how many chakras that we have within the realm of the seven chakras, the main chakras. There's also a line up through the whole thing. There's chakras over your head, chakras below your feet.
Hmm.
But there's definitely one below your feet, and we know the root chakra. And working with those two would really help up grounding. And I would also even try to work on the chakras behind the knees.
Okay.
So give you a whole lot more support. Seems like you have some problems with your knees as well.
Interesting.
So try those. I feel like you really get some really great results. But like I said before, also focus inwards and tell yourself every day, you know, I am love. But what you're trying to do is focus on the inner love, which is the inner Christ, the inner God. It's just the idea of connect with your inner self, your essence, as much
right.
as possible. Because, I mean, I'm just trying to get you to realize how much of a loving person you are and what you do really have and what you do give to people, even with the idea of quaintly meeting somebody on a street corner and saying hi to them. You really have a strong effect on people. So just look at that part of it. Maybe people don't appreciate it, but they do definitely benefit from it. So take that
okay.
to heart.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I reckon everybody out there, too, to get some past life readings and past life regressions, too, because they have really great tools. Let me ask you something. You do a lot of metaphysical work as well, true?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to give everybody the information so in case they might want to contact you and or maybe work with you?
Oh, yes. I am doing tarot readings, and I've done a few guest appearances on Blog Talk Radio programs.
Uh-huh.
And the best way to get a hold of me through my readings right now is to drop me an email. And I'm available at carbonatedbabe@gmail.com. And it's exactly as it sounds, carbonated, carbonatedbabe@gmail.com.
And plus, when you get those books written, I'd definitely love to come back here anyway to promote those books for you as well. And,
oh, great, thanks.
And I'll give you an invitation now to call me, and we'll set up a time where you can actually be on my show as well. I think you would really could give something to my audience as well. So,
oh, that would be beautiful.
I would definitely look forward to doing that with you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. And do you have anything else you'd like to ask before you go?
Okay, pertaining to that situation this morning, I felt no fear. I didn't feel like anybody – I didn't feel like anyone had come to the house except
uh-huh.
for me and or my friend or
mm-hmm.
some other spirit. So we just didn't turn the alarm off before we left.
There you go. So I'm just saying with the situation, I get the impression it's going to be a really good outcome on that whole thing. So keep focusing on the outcome that you see. I just really feel like you're going to get that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for the call, and I would definitely like to hear from you later so we can set up a time for me to get you on the show, okay?
All righty, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night, and what
you
else
too.
Is there? I'm just saying, fantastic. Thank you. And
thanks.
Happy New Year. There you go.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, guys. Like we were talking about before, she gave out her information, and I'll give you my information as well. I do past life regressions. We're working a lot on those and past life readings. What the difference is in a reading, I do it for you. In a regression, we work with your angels to get you there. If you want to do that, contact me at 937-838-6337. I also do readings, angel readings, tarot card readings. So dream interpretation. So right now we're having a special for people who call on the show. It's $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. So definitely get in there and take advantage of those rates. I guarantee you're not going to find them anywhere else. And also, if you want to contact me through my website, that is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that information is 937-838-6337. Or my website is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. I also have a co-host on here. She's not going to be with us anymore. But I do recommend that you get a reading from her as well and contact her. Her information is, let me get that for you real quick. It's her phone number is 818-200-7431. That number again is 818-200-7431. And you can also contact her through her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. Again, adoredangel.yolasite.com. And give us a call. Actually, the way it works with me is my regular rates are $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. And if you call through the show, it's $10 an hour and $5 for a half hour. Everything I do as a psychic and as a medium, and as a spiritual advisor is covered under that whole thing. And if you get recommended through somebody who listens to this show, you still get a discount too as well, which is $45 for a half hour and $25 for a half hour. I'm sorry, it's $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. And if you look at those rates and look at my regular rates, you're still getting less than half, okay? So you check them out. Give them a call. I stress to everybody, give us a call. You know, you never know. I'm very open-minded and very flexible, so give me a call, no matter what it is. Those are my rates, but they're not written in stone. So give me a call. I really want to work with you. So make that call, because you never know. If you call me, and you'll know, because I guarantee you, you'll get your reading. So just let me know. So to get back to answer some more questions and some more readings, like we were talking about with the angel energy, it's just like focus. When you have these problems in these situations, the first thing you should do is go to your angels. Or if you're a person that prays, you should pray first, not do everything else first, and then go to the as your last resort, because I guarantee you can actually get some really good results by going to them first. So let's go on to our callers. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I have it connected to my car whenever I'm listening. Can you listen to you guys? Is there a topic that you guys are talking about specifically, or?
We were actually talking about...
Is there a certain kind of question? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. We were actually working on angel healing, angel energy, how it works, and how you can heal yourself. So did you have a comment about that? Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 25. My name's Jessica, by the way.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, again. I'm 25 now, and maybe when I was 20, like a long time ago, my back started hurting, and it's gradually gotten a lot worse. And no matter what I do, I've gone to millions of doctors, and no one can really tell me why or what I can do to make it better. They've tried to do things, and it never really worked. So I don't know. It's help me with that, and maybe they know why.
Well, with the situation of the back, usually when back associated with guilt, certain things that you're not, how would you put this? It's like, look, what I'm saying to you is you should look at your life and what you do and how you relate to people. Because I have a friend of mine who was a person that had back problems too. And it was kind of funny how she had no back when it came to talking to people. She had no backbone of speaking her mind. She had no backbone of committing to relationships. And it was kind of funny how those two related, and she always had back problems. And then she finally got into a good relationship, and for some reason those back problems started going away. Because in that relationship, she was able to speak her mind. She felt comfortable, and in, from being able to do that with the relationship that she was in, she was also able to relate to other people the same way as well. Because she felt good, she was comfortable, and all of a sudden, back problems are gone. So with the situation, doctors are always looking at physical things, but there's always a tie into emotional. And if you just work on the physical, and you don't pay attention to the emotions, then nothing ever really gets done. You always have this situation. I don't know what to do. And like I said to the last lady, doctors can diagnose things, but that's all they can do. They can't tell you, per se, unless we do. I mean, maybe we do have some psychic doctors out there. I'm just saying with the ones I've worked with who are so illogical, and they just want to be above everybody and that kind of thing. And that's the whole point. If you can't really be there for somebody and really know what's going on if you're always above the situation, which is most of the doctors I've worked with, I think the one you're talking about too as well, have a certain standard.
Yeah.
Okay, and so the idea of the situation. So I'm not trying to sit there and pass any judgment on you. I'm just saying take a look at your life and how you relate with people and how you do things and ask yourself, are there some of the things that might ring true to you? It might be just simply changing those traits and start speaking your mind when you're in situations, because I feel like you've been in situations where the information is coming to you, but you didn't say it because you were scared of hurting people. The information came to you for a reason, because it needed to be spoken. And
yeah,
it's like
and
simple things like that, when you start hanging on to those things and suppressing those things, they really start affecting the body, because you're not letting them have an outlet. Okay? You've tried everything. Also, I'm serious. With the situation of meditations and working with your chakras and working with your angels, I think you have a better chance of getting that back in shape a whole lot quicker than you do with the doctors that you've been dealing with lately.
Yeah, that's very true.
like I've told you before, I understand that sometimes in certain situations are going in different directions, but one thing we know for a fact is as the path you've chosen right now, it's not working. All we're asking you to do is just take an alternative one. And when I say we're talking about my angels are talking, your angels are talking, It's like I'm not ganging up on you or nothing, okay? Don't get that wrong. I'm just saying with the situation, angels don't lead you in directions that are going to hurt you. They're helping you find solutions to what's going on. And I do feel like this, putting a lot of energy into this whole thing of working with the angels will also lead you to a doctor that can help you with the situation. Because I keep when I pick up on the back, I get more organic than anything else. So there's a lot of things with diet and that kind of stuff that are affecting your back as well. So it's not what I feel like the doctors have been telling you it is, because it's like they can tell you, but they can't do nothing about it. That makes sense to you? Are you there? Hello? Hello? Well, it's crazy when we lose people, isn't it? Hello? Well, let's hope she calls back in. Okay. Hello? How are you? Hello? Hello? Okay, guys. Hello, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
How's it going?
I'm a healer. And
uh-huh.
I was wondering if you could tell me who my angels were. I pray to Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Uriel. And I was wondering which one stays closer to me.
The one I see that actually is closer to you is Gabriel.
Gabriel? And I pray to him too, I forgot. Yeah.
Okay, I think it's why you said that.
And I'm also 11.
You what?
I'm also 11.
Oh, okay.
11.
Yes.
Like you?
Yes, I love that, don't you?
Yeah, my birthday is the 11th.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, don't you?
Well, can you tell me any more than that? I take in Reiki, and I've just got to go back and get my master's. I'm a natural healer, but I was wondering if I would be above Reiki.
Will you be above Reiki? I get
yes. Yes, for healing.
Oh. I definitely see another level moving upwards.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, my third eye opened. It started to open and then it closed.
I get that you need to work on some meditations on that, helping you let go of some things from the past. That you're almost, the first thing that came to me was you're scared to see.
I'm scared of what?
You're scared to see.
To see? I was at first, but I'm not anymore.
Well, I'm just saying, work with the situation, because I feel like there's something from a past life about the, keep getting 1492 where you lost your head.
Where I lost my head?
Yeah, you lost your head. It's like, I think if you look in the mirror, you can actually see a line in a certain part of your neck.
Okay.
That's actually a residue from losing your head from a past life. And that
uh-huh.
point, see, you were very, I get the impression you were a seer then too. So it's like being scared of that. There's still a little bit of fear still left. I know you're saying right now on the surface you're not scared. I'm just saying below the surface there's a little bit still there. That's
uh-huh.
I think once you let go of that whole thing, your third eye will open completely.
Will Gabriel be able to help me?
Yes. Actually, when we do past life regressions, we actually use Archangel Michael and Raphael to take you back to a certain lifetime so you feel like you're protected.
Uh-huh.
And it's a really wonderful experience. And yeah, so you can also focus and work with them yourself and do the exact same thing as well.
Okay. I was offered to write a book. Do you see me writing a book?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see me working my way up spiritually?
Yes. Every day.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I've been working really hard. I just wondered really how far I've got.
Why are you waiting so long? Why, I feel like this book should have been written. What's the deal?
If Pardon me?
I said I feel like the book that I feel like there's a book that should have already been written, and they're asking me why have you waited so long?
Oh, okay. I didn't know whether to write from my childhood up, where I'm 68 and where I came from and where I'm in.
It's a series, sweetie. It's a series of books.
A series of books?
Yeah. So therefore, it's to stop thinking about where you should start, and you should just start because they're all going to get published.
spiritually books.
Yes, but you know, there's also a book you should write. You should write on a personal note as well.
I feel like a personal note?
Yeah, because I feel like you can really help a lot of people with your own personal story.
Okay, would the angels help me? Will they stay by me?
They'll be there through the whole process, sweetie. Just talk to them and ask them. I think you could actually work with all the archangels if you just...
Pardon me?
You could work with all the angels. Just open up and let it happen, okay?
Okay. I thank you very, very much.
Oh, no problem. Definitely give me a call when you get those books in, and you can come on the show, and we'll promote those for you, okay?
Okay, and my healing, I'll be a good healer then, right?
Most definitely. You already are.
Yes, I know I am. I just got to get my cards out.
Okay.
Everything just hit me a year ago. Boom.
So do you do any personal work with working with clients and that kind of stuff yourself yet?
Pardon me?
Are you working up to having clients, or do you have clients?
I have a couple of them. I've just started.
I've been taking
this year just studying and reading books.
Okay, no
problem. Spirituality.
Well, the reason I was asking you, if you would like to, you can give your information out here and let everybody know if they want to work with you, and they can contact you. Go right ahead.
Okay, now will I be able to... speak also? I mean, like in a group? Do you see me speaking or teaching?
I see you doing workshops and lectures.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Alright. How do I get a hold of you?
Oh, my phone number is 937-838.
Oh, let me write it down.
Okay.
937-838.
838. You got that part right?
Yeah, 937-38.
Okay. Yes, okay. Let me say this real quick. Okay, I'm sure I'm going to get this right. It's 937-838.
Correct.
6337.
6337 in Journeyman, right?
Yes. My website is... What is my website? It's psychic-journeyman.
Journeyman.com. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay, guys. Here we go. We're going to the next show. Next show. Yes, we're going to jump from this show to the next show already. Okay. Am I crazy or what? Here we go. Let's go on to our next caller, which is 626 area code. You're on the air. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing fine. My name is Frank. I'm from California.
Hi, Frank from California. How are you?
Yes, just fine. Just fine. Enjoying the weather here.
I heard it was pretty cold out there for a while.
Yes. Here's my question.
You sound so happy about that, too.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, I have a friend in California near, I think it was like, near L.A. I said I have a friend who lives in L.A., and she said that it was so cold and there was a couple of places it was actually
Hello?
Snow. Can you hear me? Can you
Hello?
Hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, there, you're going in and out.
I know, it's a crazy thing, isn't it? We don't want to get mad about that. It just keeps fluctuating back, so go ahead, Frank.
Okay, sure. I've been involved in a legal issue for a little bit over 2.5 years. And I recently changed place. As a matter of fact, today I signed an agreement. Can you tell me what the energy is around regarding that?
Okay. The energy around that whole situation seems to be very positive. All I keep, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's very positive.
The whole situation is very positive.
It's very positive, very forward. I mean, I just see it going forward and actually turning out to be something really, really beneficial to you, and not just now, but it seems to be long term.
Great. That's good. And I was wondering of the opposing party, what are they feeling and thinking?
I don't know. You know, that when I focus on that, the first thing I got was confusion. It's almost like you get the impression they don't know what they really want to do. But you see things smoothing out where, like I said before, it works in your favor. And I also get the impression you should definitely focus on the outcome of what you want to happen here. Focusing on anything else would actually take you away from what you're trying to accomplish here. I understand that sometimes in a situation we feel like we have to know all the information going into these things, but I'm just saying to you, I'm getting something that you should definitely focus on what's going on, because what's going on with them and per se is, would say it could actually hinder what they're trying to do just because they're focusing in the wrong direction. Does that make sense to you, Frank?
Yes, basically, why look on the other side of the fence? Just worry about your own.
Exactly, because, I mean, I've had so many people get in situations that are, I could describe to you, for doomsday, but it seemed like the one factor in those situations was they were focused, they had faith in what they were doing, they had faith in what they were accomplishing, and that's all they focused on. In situations like this, I always tell people not to focus on the other side, because they're trying to get you to see their side of it, their vision. And that kind of interferes with your vision. So that's why I say focus on your exact image of the picture, how you want it played out, even to the point of actually looking at it and playing it like a little movie in your head every morning before you go out the door. You're definitely going to get some positive results from that one, okay?
Okay, I'll start doing that.
I mean, I'm just interested in the idea of focusing on money as well. I would just kind of like focus on a sum and just let it go. Have faith in what you just saw is something that is definitely going to happen, because if you didn't see it, it wouldn't exist. But since you did see it, it definitely does exist. So the possibility of it actually manifesting for you, that's what I'm saying. It's that easy. Really, it is that easy. As humans, we have a tendency to complicate things. So the spiritual world out here is to focus on your vision. Okay?
Yes. And my energy?
You need to smile more. But with the focus that you really do have, I just feel like you just put it in the right direction. You got a good one. You're a very strong, positive person. And sometimes you kind of let the people around you that can pull you in different directions. But you're a pretty grounded person, so therefore I think you also need to realize that for yourself, of how talented you are and how you can really focus and get exactly what you want. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes.
And when I say, I'm just saying, smile more. The more you smile, especially with business and that kind of stuff, they never know what's going.
Yes. Yeah.
So
that's true.
So I'm just saying, that's the first. I mean, that's the strongest thing I would say I actually pick up. I'm saying everybody out there, I'm not gay, but I just think that you have a great smile and you need to show it more.
I will. I definitely will.
You got like three more deals coming behind this too that are going to be good too. So just go with the flow. And one thing I tell a lot of people to do when it comes to manifestation, when things are going good, there's nothing wrong with asking for more.
Yes.
So
I ask for prosperity and abundance.
Just as long as you keep doing that every day, even when things are going great, it's keeping the flow going.
Yes. Yes.
See, yeah, so do you have I'm sorry, it's been one of those crazy days. Do you have another question for us?
I can't hear you.
Do you have another question that you'd like to ask?
You told me that things are coming up my way. These camp clients, one of them, his name is Mo. Do you foresee him giving me money within the next week or so?
I keep getting a week to 10 days.
10 days, okay. Okay, I'll plant the seed and I'll start contacting you tomorrow.
There you go. Do the action.
Great. This is my first time calling you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I can tell everybody else, I recommend everybody get at least an hour reading just to get things clarified for you, because, I mean, I can answer questions here on the air, but I guess with private readings, there's a little more, it's a more relaxed atmosphere, so you get a chance to get one of those in, great. I still feel like things are going to be great for you anyway. I'm just saying, a past life regression or a past life reading, those things have a tendency to give you some tools to get some insights on why you are the way you are in certain aspects. So if there's something you're curious about, I'd be happy to work with you to find out what that is, okay?
Oh, great. I'm just waiting for the money to come in. I'm learning every day about the metaphysical connections, laws of attractions, dark energy, light energy, everything.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, it's just...
Yes, it is.
Enlightening. Every time you do something, it's just more enlightening. So, I know,
it's
I love it. Yeah, it is. You should also check out some chakra books, too, okay? Yeah, it was one I used to use a lot was Doreen Virtue. Doreen Virtue has a book called Chakra Clearing. Check it out, because it's also works with the chakras, but also talks about the auras. Now, there's also a couple of prayers and meditations you can also use to open up your third eye as well. Having a good third eye in business is a good thing to have.
Yes, I see colors, and I see this ball, basically rotating ball, and I see different colors coming from side to side, basically purple, blue, green, the ball just rotates, and it changes from red to yellow to orange.
Resonation. It says resonating from your angels. Some people communicate in different ways. They have little certain channels between each other, but I definitely feel like that's your angels. When I say resonating, it means they're around you, and the ball is picking up their colors. Okay, so
yes.
I'm just saying when you start working with the chakras and the auras, it's like getting a radio that actually can pick up clearer channels. And you'll start picking up a lot more clear messages on exactly what you should do. And don't be surprised, you catch yourself spontaneously just listening and doing, okay?
Yes, and sometimes I see images, but they're in orange and black.
I think it's a little bit of clairvoyance coming through, seeing.
Okay.
I think right now you do a lot of hearing, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that's why, because I see that's your strongest asset right now. And the clairvoyance comes open from town to town. But when I say spontaneously, it means that working and doing this for a while, you get yourself into a situation where you're working and using them all together. And you know which one to use when you need it at the time you're using it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, like I said, when you get that money, man, give me a call. I'll be glad to work with you. I understand the situation. So whenever it happens, I tell people when you call on the show, I got a $10 rate and a $5 rate. Well, just by calling the show, whenever you're ready to do that, just give me a call and I'll honor that rate for you, okay?
Okay. Great. I will call you back. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Definitely give us a call and tell us how this whole situation works itself. I'd love to hear about it, okay?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of sex appeal in it.
All right. I'll be looking forward to hearing from you, hearing all about it, okay?
Yes, you will. Definitely.
All right.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Well, thank you. Many blessings to you as well. Happy New Year.
Yes. Prosperity and luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Here we go. Oh, we're having a great time today, aren't we, guys? Let's do some more, huh? 916 Siri Code, you're on the air. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And mask. And what's your name?
Donna.
Donna?
Yes.
Do I know you? Well, you sound familiar.
I've talked to you, I think, once before.
Okay. I was going to say past life experience.
You did mention something about that, yes.
Okay.
You said like early.
Yes, we're talking. I don't know. Doing a past life reading with you would be pretty interesting.
I think I'm going to check you up on that in the near future.
Okay, no problem. I was sitting there actually picking up on the Vikings as well. So.
Oh really? Oh.
And
okay.
They would pick up some. I see you as a very short-haired blonde girl, having one of those little Viking chest plates on, whacking the hell out of
Valhalla, yeah.
So, you know, with that situation going on, that's kind of crazy. And actually,
cool.
I'm going to be out there Friday and Saturday this week, and we're going to start a new thing where we're going to be talking about people calling in and asking if we can actually focus, because I pick up past lives pretty quickly, and just start focusing on picking up people's past lives. So if you have questions about those, give us a call on Friday and Saturday, and we'll definitely open those up for you. And
okay.
What was I going to say? I keep, you know, scattered brain sometimes, I guess. But check with us. I think you're going to really be, I don't know if you know, there's a lady here on Blog Talk Radio. Her name is Courtney Bibb.
I started recently listening to her.
Well, she's going to be with us Saturday.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay, and then Friday we're going to have Linda West here, too. She has a show on Blog Talk Radio as well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She has a show called Empowerment, so check those shows out. But like I said, we're going to start doing past life things, too, and everything like that. Not taking anything away from you, but we got plenty of time. I got over an hour and 33 minutes, so out there, people, give us a call in here, 646-721-9031. Love to hear from you. If it's just a comment, you can also call in and tell me how great I am. That'd be great. I'd love to hear that. But but you don't have to, so I'm just telling people, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And that's the truth. So just do what you want to. And I guarantee if you keep doing what you really want to do in life, you'll be a whole lot happier. So, Donna, you have some questions for us?
I do, but first let me just say I'm very voice-oriented, and your voice is soothing.
Okay. You're not going to be like that girl was on last Thursday, were you, when you start hitting on me?
No.
I had a girl call in, and she just came out and said, "You got a sexy voice."
Oh my gosh, really? No. That's not my intent.
I called some of my friends and they go, "Wow, man, there was this girl really hitting on you on the air, wasn't she?" I was like, "Yeah, that blew me away." I was like, "Whoa." I didn't expect that one. And I've been told that a lot. I have people who've actually fallen asleep on the phone with me and they said,
"Oh my gosh."
They told me that, "I swear to you, it's not because you're boring." She goes, "But you really got a soothing voice and it just puts me right out." So,
oh my gosh, how funny.
Yeah, so I told him, "So you actually calling me so I can put you to sleep?"
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you ever had somebody call you up? And I got a girl call me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was a friend of mine. And she says, my energy's whacked out. Can you help me balance my energy? She goes, "You're really good at that." So I sit there for about 20 minutes. And I said, "Okay, I've balanced your energy out. Are you ready?" And she goes, "Yeah, I just need to go to sleep." I said, "Well, okay." I get off the phone. I'm sitting there thinking to myself going, "How come someone can't call me up and do the same thing? Now I'm wide awake."
Yeah, now you're wide awake. Yes, exactly. Oh, that's funny.
You're very,
I do have a question.
Okay.
Do you see me moving soon?
Do I see you moving soon? Yes, yeah. You'll be moving from your chair to the table. But, we should have a show and say, "Okay, guys, you really want to get some really good answers from the psychics and really tell them that they're real? Ask them for details. Ask them exactly what they're asking, okay?"
Okay.
So, do you see me moving to another house?
Another, yes.
Yeah, I get house.
House?
I get a house.
Another house, oh, okay.
Why do I keep getting 4 bedrooms.
Really? Okay.
And the situation is, you might be moving out of state as well. It's a choice. But I still see.
Really?
Yes, I definitely see a choice of moving. Where are you at right now? 906.
Sacramento.
Sacramento. Why would you move from there?
Long story.
I knew there was a story there. That's why I asked the question. Now, we got one caller on the line, so I'm just asking if she tells us
okay.
Patient with us.
I moved because my son was going to be in his senior year of high school, and I didn't want to miss that.
Uh-huh.
And I was from Seattle.
Seattle. How's Seattle? I mean, really, when you're in Seattle, is there a certain kind of spirituality there, too?
Yeah, I love Seattle, except the rain. I was getting really tired of the rain.
I've always been drawn to Seattle. I've never made it there yet, but I've always been, that, for some reason, that's my spot. And it had nothing to do with sleepless in Seattle, you guys out there listening and knowing. I actually wore about 3 movies out and a couple of CDs. That's my favorite movie. So
yeah.
I'm hoping to have something in the near future of a relationship like that, but, you know.
It's very pretty.
Yes, it is. And I was there telling friends of mine, I saw the movie. I don't think the movie really gives it justice to the where they're at, but there was some cool spots. But but what you
they were on the houseboats.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was picking up, there's a connection with you in Florida, so I was just saying, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I get this impression you could move to Florida, but I don't know.
I'm thinking about taking a forensics hypnotherapy course from a guy in Florida.
Okay.
He owns the business.
Okay, what would pull you toward that?
I'm a hypnotherapist, and I do massage and aromatherapy also.
Let me ask you a question. I said, let me ask you a question. I don't mean to be forward, but that's how I am. okay, with the situation going on with hypnotherapy,
uh-huh.
that kind of thing, one question I would like to ask you, is there any way we could actually trade out? I give you a reading, you could do a session with me?
Sure, why not?
Okay, because I've always been fascinated with the hypnosis and that kind of thing. And my question to you is, I'd love to have you on the show, too. So take that in consideration and come on the show. And I love this because I think you could actually share a lot with our audience out here. And I'd love to give you that chance. So,
sure, I'll take you up on that.
So my number is 937-838-6337.
I already wrote it down.
Okay, I'd love to work with you. I'm just saying, with the past life regressions and that kind of thing, I think it would probably be at least a 2-hour session because I can see the things I'm going to see. But some of the things that come out in private, that's why I always want to go private because there are some things that come out
right.
that I just don't want to talk about in the air. Some people don't pray, but I'm just saying, you know, give you that chance to have that privacy. Plus, people are more relaxed. When you call on the show,
right.
I talk to people and say, okay, your sister's a diabetic. No, she's not. And then 10 minutes later, and talking to them, you find out that she is.
Yes.
Most people are just nervous because of what's going on, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
So I understand that. I've been there myself, guys. I call psychics, too. But I think I'll say this one thing real quickly, too. I do believe I can read for myself because I've done too many things without the assistance of anybody else, except for my angels and guides, and
mm-hmm.
the students say we can't read ourselves, I think it's a contradiction because I think that's the reason we have psychic ability, so we can actually make better decisions. So therefore, you know, why can't we read ourselves? I've heard Jimmy psychics say we can't read psychics cannot read themselves. I'm starting to go, what makes us different? We are actually more advanced in certain ways that we use our gifts, and the more you use your gifts, the more better you get. You should know that yourself because even with your kind of work, the more you do it, the
right.
more you get, the more you start finding out about yourself.
Exactly.
And that's what the whole thing's all about. It's basically evolving and working and doing this kind of work, and that's what I like about it. Because if you work in a factory, the only thing you're going to learn how to do is what you're doing at that moment, better and better and better. But
mm-hmm.
you never really get to go any levels. Not in fact,
right.
I've been there before. Do you get advanced? Yes. From the floor to the cafeteria. Okay, guys? So... just start working on the situation of what we want to do with our lives. I guarantee you, when you're happy, you might be doing the same kind of work and putting those hours in, but you'll be more happy about it as you're accomplishing something, not just for
exactly.
yourself, but for the people you're working with, because I don't get that in factories. I feel like I'm just richer.
Yeah, that's my focus is always trying to help other people. I mean, I feel good about that, so...
Yeah, because I tell people all the time, my family kind of freaked out about it right now because they're like, you're doing this radio show and you don't get paid for it. I said, yeah, I do. You just have a different perception on
right.
what that means.
Right.
So my daughter's just, she's a person and she wants money. If it's not money, man, you know. Don't get me wrong, my youngest daughter's really cool. I'll give her money and then she won't give it back. So she's got a heart. So most people don't think she does. It's just the idea that I think as parents know our kids better than everybody else does, and they just don't get credit to come out.
Exactly.
So, what's your situation? I know you got some questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the move thingy. I'm thinking about moving to another area here in town. So. I haven't quite settled down on where or what, so.
You definitely need to get out where you're at.
Hmm?
So I feel like you definitely need to get away from where you're at.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of done with some of the things around associated with that one.
Because I get this impression with a neighbor, and it just, I get irritation, neighbor.
How about more like getting rid of a partner?
Okay, that's a neighbor.
A neighbor, yeah.
I don't know. I feel a person, I'm trying to get some more definition on this. Because I've actually freaked people out with my accuracy about describing their situations, and I really work hard on that.
Mm-hmm.
With the situation, I get a person with short hair, but I always get this impression of when I get frustration, it's pulling my hair out.
Okay.
And I got neighbor, but, you know, the situation, it depends how you feel about him at this moment, too. You know,
yeah.
It's all interpretation here, because, I mean, I consider and look at, I've had people calling me, so they're with a relationship, one of the best ones they've ever had, and I'll sit there and say, well, how long have you been married? And I go, I'm not married. And I said, yeah, you are. Just because you don't have a piece of paper doesn't mean you're not emotionally
exactly.
married. So, you know, let's look at the situation. I like getting married. I like the whole thing. But there's also different ways of doing that, and it basically, I think getting married is the ideal of, I wouldn't say confirming it, but, you know, just basically wanting your union to be blessed by God. So he will do it in different ways.
Right.
I'm just saying with the situation, I love to have that blessing itself, but the piece of paper is not important. It's not, and it's one of those things you talk to people about too. Don't let that piece of paper change your mind either, or change your outlook on what you look at. Because some people get married, and also they change in different ways of thinking they have
yeah.
to. They
and
don't.
Not always for the better.
Okay with the situation. Be who you are when you went into this relationship, because that's what brought you together in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be something different than what you are. I mean, men in general are the worst. They think it's chase. They chase you down. They get you. And then the next thing they know, they get married and they go, okay, that's it. I said, I'm sorry, dude. This is where it begins.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the beginning. You just created a new life. You got married. You created a new life. So therefore, it's you and her. And this, well, the relationship's got an energy of its own.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did end a 6-year relationship, and I'm very happy I did.
Congratulations. That was the hardest thing you ever had to do, huh?
It was so hard. Yes. Yes.
But you feel a whole lot better because you did it. You know, that was
yes.
Your heart was really hurting to the point where you didn't want to do it.
Yes.
I felt a lot of pressure on your shoulders as well, and for some reason, there was a lot of pressure on your rib cage.
Yeah, it was hard. It was very hard.
But it was.
But I needed to do it.
Yeah, because not just for you, but for the best, for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't willing to. He wasn't mature enough to make the decision.
Yes.
Well, you know, it works. Just us spiritual people are always put in those positions to do those things because we can see the unlimited potential of what we got to do.
Right. Yeah, so that was hard, and I'm glad I did it, and I have moved on or trying to move on from that.
I get a kick out of that one.
What?
Oh, it was just that. Just like once you got through the whole thing, and there was definitely a celebration afterwards of releasement on yourself.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
So you
yeah, now you're not picking up my houseboat thing, are you?
No. But I'm just saying with the situation in hand. You know,
yeah.
Things are a whole lot clearer than they've ever been in your whole life.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of that, I do have my eye on another fellow.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm disappointed. No.
You're disappointed.
But now I'm asking the situation right now. I'm hoping it really works out for the better.
I hope so. He's slow, though.
He's slow. I guess that's why I get the picture of a snail on.
Yeah. Yeah, patience is not my my forte. Let's put it that way.
You definitely need to work on the patience thing because the patience is really going to pan out for you. But I understand where you're coming from because, I mean, I'm in a situation right now with a friend, and she's, you know, the more I get to know her, the more I just really feel like she's trying to figure out a situation she's already in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the process of trying to figure the situation out, she doesn't want to miss the opportunities. And when she says that, she basically doesn't want to you can feel the attraction too. It's a mutual thing, but she still wants to get those last bit of answers with this other dude who won't give her the time of day. And I keep saying, I said, once you stop focusing on someone who's not emotionally available and focus on somebody who is, if you know what I mean. And she was like, got it. It didn't go over my head. I got exactly what you're saying. She goes, don't get me wrong. I feel it. But sometimes it's hard with certain situations of people of seeing things before they do and how they're going to work out. But you can't make them do it. You got to give them respect.
You cannot make them do it. They have to do it themselves, yes.
With this situation, I feel like the patience is really going to pay off. And maybe some frustration. I also feel like you should be as forward as you always have been, and don't, because if he's a slow person, I feel like if you just be yourself, he's not going to run away.
Okay.
It's one of those things, I feel like...
I didn't want to scare him.
Philosophy is, I do relationship counseling, and I tell women and guys, when you meet somebody and you get in a relationship, from the first second you guys start talking, you better start telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, it's going to come back to smack you in the back of the head. And what I mean by that is, people have a tendency to wear a mask when they walk into things. What happens is you're sort of telling your little story to these people. And then you get further down the road, and you're in the relationship, and then you decide that you can't carry it on no more, so you start being yourself. The first thing they're going to start thinking is, it doesn't matter how minor it is, it's the idea that you lied to them. And that most people, you have to understand, I mean, think about it. We've all been in relationships and out of relationships. So the one thing we're looking for is trust and faith and the people that tell us the truth. So we hear that one little lie, it can really ruin the whole relationship.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And my philosophy is, guys, if you bring your ex into the relationship and she brings her ex into the relationship, more than likely you're going to ask that what's going to happen. And you don't want to do that. What you want to do is you want to be clear and say, okay, cut it loose. Because even in a friendship or whatever, I mean, when you get into that relationship, focus on each other. Those people are still there, and they're going to be there, family, friends, all those people out there. They're going to be there when you get down the road. But you can't sit there and tell somebody, you're the number one thing in my life, and make it number two and wonder how come they get mad.
Right.
So I'm just saying, with your situation in hand, I feel like it's going to work out really well. But I think you need to be blunt with him as well. And I don't think he's going to run away. I really feel like, from what I can pick up on the whole thing, he's slow, but he respects the truth.
Okay.
And he will process it very slowly, but he will still process it. That's what you wanted to do.
That is what I heard he was processing.
You just have to go from a Mac to a PC. It's just one of those situations. Look at the guy. Okay, why is he slow? Now say there's fear there, too. That's why he's slow.
There's fear. Okay.
Look at the thing. But, you know, like I told this girl I was talking about, I looked at her and I said, you know something? I will have a tendency to hesitate to make sure that I do know what I'm talking about before I tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that enough to make sure that I do have the right information before I say anything to you. I don't want to lead you in the wrong direction because I wouldn't lead myself in the wrong direction. So, therefore, I understand that. And this situation is the same thing. You know which way to proceed on the whole thing, and you need to follow through with it. Sometimes you let your fears basically deflect you from what you should do.
Okay.
But it's a year of just looking at those things and realizing we're not doing that no more. And if a guy does run away, it just means that you are a very strong woman. He's not a strong person, so therefore he can't deal with what's going on. But see, you're ready for a relationship right now, which means he's not. That's your sign. You need to look at those things and go, okay, you can't be the one because I'm ready. And I feel like I'm ready, and I feel like I should be with the right person. And that's you. If this doesn't work out, I'm just saying, I feel like it's going to work out very strongly. But I'm also saying with situations of working with humans, when we started talking about, I can tell you're going to get that house, you're going to do certain things, you're going to follow through. Because, see, a house won't change his mind. A human being has a bad habit of sitting there going, I want to be with this person, but also can go either way. And that's what happens with the timing and all kinds of stuff of working with relationships and that kind of thing. It's not the idea we don't want to sit there and settle on a certain date. It's the ideal, and I do give dates from time to time. I'm just saying with the situation of dealing with human beings who have free will, can do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter if it's good for them or bad for them. They're going to make that decision. And that's what I'm saying. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was just saying that he had emailed me and said that he was going to focus on his winery this year, and there was no time for him. So that had kind of deflated my bubble.
Well, set him straight. So you have, I'm just saying, the ideal, someone sitting here saying, I got to focus on my winery. but I can't focus on myself. You need to sit and look at the situation and say, but hey, buddy, are you a successful person? Yes, you are. So therefore, you've been focusing on yourself and get go. So let's get real with ourselves. You like people telling you the truth? Why don't you start telling yourself the truth as well? You know, I understand the slow procrastination of these things of fear. But at the same time, they also need to be said to make this person realize that opportunities come along. And there's many, many opportunities that come along. But also, for the same thing, there's many opportunities that come along for you as well.
Yes.
There's nothing that says you have to settle on one person. I feel like many, many lifetimes you've been through, you come to this lifetime where you can make choices to be whoever you want to be with.
I know, but I get fixated.
Oh, I understand. You're talking to a person basically the same way with me, too. But like I said, I understand where you're coming from, because with the girl I'm talking about, I can see if she makes a choice to go in my direction, I already see how it's going to play out. And she's going to get exactly what she wants. That's the idea of putting it out to the. I'm very honest with her. I don't hide anything from her. I tell her flat out, this is what I think you should do. But do you want to focus on this guy and you still want some answers? And should you go ahead and do that? I said, you still got to do what you got to do.
Right.
And I'm not going to stand in the way. I said, this because it's what you want. Am I going to be affected by this whole thing and maybe have a little tough time sometimes separating my feelings from what I'm seeing? Yeah, more, of course, because of that connection. But does it deter me from what the vision that I saw before that happened? No, it doesn't. It just makes me understand it more, to the point of saying to a person, you know, exactly what you're feeling and what you're saying. You say what you feel exactly when you feel it. And that person is still listening. She still wants guidance on what she's trying to figure out, but she's still listening to you as well. She hasn't cut you out. She's even apologized for putting me in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep telling her, I said, well, who would you not tell if it wasn't your friend? And I understand where you're coming from because I've been there. But I also know the outcome, but you don't. So I guess if you want to continue to bang your head off the freaking wall, I'll keep over here with a towel. You know, it's one of those things, instead of telling people like this, you're focusing on happiness and the relationship you've always wanted, one of the best relationships you've ever had. Sometimes it's a hard thing to accept to yourself, saying, I can still have those things, but not with the person you thought it was.
Right.
And take a step back and look. And I understand relationships, of everything we do in our lives, are the hardest things to take a step back by and take a look at, you know, take an honest look. But it's not impossible. It's just hard. And the reason it's hard, because we refuse sometimes in situations to see the real truth of what's going on. You know, when your legs are shaking, your gut's burning, I think it's telling you this is not the right one. Because honestly, think about it. If you're sitting there and that's not you, and here you are with this person who's making you feel that way, I feel strongly myself that's not the right person. Because you should be able to walk into that situation, be with that person from the second you meet that person, and be yourself. And if you can't do that, there's something telling you something. And I think the butterflies are warnings, not the ideal saying, ooh, it's just the beginning of a relationship. No.
Mm-hmm.
It's your soul that's like going, you're out of control. You feel like there's something here that you just don't know. And you need to take a look at that. See, with your situation, you don't have any of these. You just have a slow person. And the one, I'm just saying, with the one thing I do see is the ideal. It's like I see Nicolas Cage and Cher, and he smacks him in the back of the head and says, snap out of it. That's the whole point. Don't sit there and look at me and say, I can't focus on myself, but I got to focus more on the winery, because that's still self. That's still you.
Right.
That's you're diverting it. That's another procrastination of what's really going on here.
Yes.
Which means it must be really good, or why would you be scared of it? Because I am too.
Exactly.
So there we go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I've enjoyed this.
Oh, no problem.
I'll call you. When would be a good time to call you? Like next week or something?
What is today?
Today's Monday. Where are we at? Monday?
Yeah, it's Monday. I lost track of day. That's what Monday. That's pretty bad. I actually have a... Oh, I'm trying to see here. My calendar is really small. It takes a while to get up there. See, I actually have I have 4 days open on, actually, next week, 17th, 18th, 20th, and 21st. So if you want to jump on one of those days, I'd be glad to have you here. I really would.
Awesome. That would be great. Okay, I'll give you a buzz.
Yeah, give me a buzz and tell me what's good for you. Because I get that how I usually book people is the date that pops in my head when I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
So see if the 18th is open for you.
Okay. All right.
All righty?
Okay.
And,
take care.
And give me a call. What is today? If you could give me a call this weekend,
mm-hmm.
see if we can actually work out some kind of schedule thing where we can actually do, I could do a reading for you and do a session for me.
Okay, awesome.
All right. Thank
okay.
you for the call.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Up inside my... Okay, here we go. All right. Like I was saying before, guys, I do personal readings, and I can be reached at 937-838-6337, or you can reach me at my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, and we're having rates this... I actually have rates until the end of February, which are, for people who call on the show, it's $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. If you're recommended through somebody through the show, you still get a break too as well. It's $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. My regular rates are actually $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. But I want you guys to understand one thing too. My rates are not written in stone. So if you want to get a reading and you have an offer or a price that you can actually afford and you can deal with, give me a call. I'm open-minded, and I don't refuse. I don't think I've ever refused any offer. So give me a call. Because I'm saying to you, you know, if our paths are crossing, they're crossing for a reason. So therefore, give me a call, and I'd love to work with you. But don't let the money stand in the way. Call me, and we'll see what's up there. I also have a lady who used to work with me here on Block Talk Radio as my co-host, and I had her number right here. Isn't that crazy, guys, when you sit there and find things and they fall the freaking... There it is. It's on the floor. What do you think? Okay. Her name is Desiree. They call her the Doored Angel. You can reach her at 818-200-7431 or contact her through her website, which is adoredangel.yoldasite.com, and she does great angel readings. So give her a call. I think you'll be really impressed, and she's just a great person to work with, so give her a call. And I think she will also honor my rates, too, so therefore, wouldn't hurt to ask her. The last time I talked to her, she said she would, so give her a call. Let's go back to our callers and start answering more questions. Today's topic was angel healing, the angels and angels and prosperity, but we're also talking about prosperity, healing, anything across the board, emotions, that kind of thing, so... Get connected with your angels. Feel that healing energy from them. Archangel Raphael is a very good one at that as well. Also, those healings also bring a lot more prosperity behind them, too, and open more doors. Take that in consideration. Okay, here we go. Let's take some more answer questions. And we're trying to get this jumping. Hello. How are you today? Hello? 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 Okay, let's go on to the next call, and we'll come back to them. Maybe they're having a little issues. All right. 828, here on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name's Michelle.
Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Where are you calling from? I've never seen 828 before.
It's a Hickory number.
It's
Hickory,
a what?
North Carolina. Hickory,
oh.
North Carolina.
Hickory, North Carolina.
Yes. I was wondering if you could tell me who my angels are.
Sure, I can. Do you want your name? What's your names? Okay. God, every time I see, you know, you're talking. Are you saying guardian angels or your guides?
Yes, my guides.
Okay, because when I got the one, I got Sally, but I got the picture of an angel with that one, which is kind of funny because it was one of mine. So I don't like people taking my angels. I'm just kidding. I think it's one of those things because someone asked me a question like at one time and said, can they work with more than just one person? Sure they can. They're angels. There's no boundaries. I keep getting Shonda.
Okay. My life path is... It's been a mess up to now. Do you see it changing for the better?
Your life path? Okay, when you say things changing in your life path, you mean from the last three past lives?
Are they going to turn around anytime soon? It just seems like I always seem to struggle for some reason.
Well, the one thing you always seem to struggle is because you need to do some work with your angels to cleanse some of the residues out of your own mind, your subconscious mind, about success being a scary thing. It's just something to look at. Something. To, I mean, I just feel like there's more there, too, as well. But it's like, how would you put this? It's like looking at the situation when I focus on it. Just the way you, just your, the environment, the people you've been around.
Mm-hmm.
Have these limitations of thinking that there's nothing past having a job. There's nothing past just what you're making. And they can't get past those limitations. And it kind of instilled those on you as well. I feel like things would definitely change if you just taken some. And again, guys, I don't have these people as sponsors. I just have worked with this, worked with certain CDs and certain books and certain things. It worked out really well for me. I just recommend these things as a good place to start because that's what I did. It was something I started, but took on a big old, took on a life of its own. Okay. I personally feel like if you could get a hold of this one, this company called HemiSync, they have some great CDs for helping you to cleanse out that subconscious mind, to put positive thoughts in there. They actually have a couple of CDs on manifestation, and they have a couple, and it, they have CDs on anything you can think of, really, to tell you the truth. I just tell people to go there and just go where you're gravitated toward. If you go online, you can actually get a taste of what they have samples of the music itself, so. And what's so good, about these CDs is the ideal. It has a little tone in the music that when the brain hears that, both hemispheres work together, which gives you an intense focus and concentration. With focus and concentration like that, a lot of times you can see these things for yourself. It's just the idea of having the techniques to get rid of them. They're very simple, but it's the idea of getting there. And sometimes with simplicity, sometimes we have a tendency to think it's hard. So therefore, we put that energy on that. So when you're focusing on life's hard, that's what the universe is going to get you. You're going to get that hard life. I'm trying to sit there and look at the whole thing because it's like looking at the situation. The universe cannot create anything because basically they're going through your conscious mind to create it. So if those things are in there, they can only create from what they have to work with. Okay? I know you're very positive and very straightforward about a lot of things. It's just the ideal. Take a look. I've been in situations myself where I had to go back to certain parts of this life and realize there were certain guilts and things I was still hanging on to that I thought I dealt with years ago, but it was still there. So it doesn't hurt to take a step back every once in a while to see where it takes you, because you might find a solution. Once you realize what the solution is, it seems like it's always hard to get, or it's always easier to release it. That's why I'm always recommending past life regressions. I know for a fact there was one girl, like a 9-year-old girl, who was scared to death of closed places and closets. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in that girl's life that would generate that. Nothing had ever happened to her until they took her on a past life regression. And when she was living in the 1800s, she was actually buried alive in a coffin. So it was one of those one of those periods in time where if someone appeared to be dead, they was. There was no checking pulses, and now we know that your pulse can actually be very slow, but you can still be alive. Well, it didn't happen that way. But see, the point of the whole thing was once she realized that, what that phobia came, where it came from, she doesn't have it anymore. Okay? That's why I say it's a good, that's why I would say it's a good, good. Yeah, a little German pop out there. It's a really good thing to do. It's a good tool to really chase those down. I've done it myself. And I've like realizing things like, one lifetime, I was actually stabbed in the back. That's why I always had trouble where people had to be in front of me. But once I dealt with that, now people can gather all around me all they want. I don't have it anymore. So it works really well. And I'm just recommending for you that you should get one of those. You can get one from me, which is only $10, or you can get it from anybody you're comfortable with, okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying I would love to work with you. I think it'd be an interesting situation. I usually try to explain to people the difference between a past life regression and a past life reading is in a reading, I would do it myself for you and go there. And past life regressions where we work with your angels to basically transport you back there yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a very interesting situation, but it's also another tool to get connected with your angels. We actually work with them very closely, so. But you got, you know, I understand where you're coming from too, and the reason I even recommend this because I had the same problem. Like I'm doing all this and this and that, but success was just like you know, at arm's reach. How come I can you know get that close but not get the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until back in my past life when I drowned and realized I was still hanging on some guilt. When I got rid of the guilt, I got rid of the situation. But in the present life, I already had a shop. And it just seemed like more doors and more prosperity just poured in just by realizing just that one thing. So I got kind of interested and started looking at other things too. So I was getting, you know, I want to get rid of all of it, man. Success, success, success. As much as I deserved, I want to make sure there was nothing keeping me from getting it. So I started looking at myself and going inwards quite a bit. I still do.
I'll have to do that because I took Reiki 1 and Reiki 2, and I've been thinking about opening a business, but I just sit here and I think about it. I don't.
And plus the situation I was talking about the last couple of callers back while saying, you know, I've noticed that when people really put themselves in what they really want to do, not because they want to do it for the money or they want to do it because people look at them or anything that doesn't have to do with self, and you focus on, okay, what do I want to do? What do I think I've been here? A lot of times you'll look back and find out you've been doing it for a long time, you know. But also, it seems like once you put yourself in those situations, your financial problems go away because you're no longer focused on your financial problems anymore, which reaffirms them. You're focusing on what you're doing because you love what you do and you just want to put yourself into that. And it benefits everybody involved. That's a win-win situation. A lot of the situations you've been into, it's like looking at them more realistically when you walk into a job interview and you know you're only going to be there for 6 months. Some people feel guilty about that. They might not admit it to themselves, but they might feel guilty by walking in there going, I know I'm only going to be here for a month or two, and tell the guy, well, I'm going to be here as long as you want me to. It was just you're falling into fear. Those fears have a tendency to be attached to other fears, and it just keeps reaffirming those too. So it keeps you from getting the success that you want. But once you start focusing on those things and letting them go and realizing what you... I mean, the idea of opening a shop, you should put a lot of energy into that whole thing because don't let the... Because I've heard people say, well, I don't have any money to get a business going and blah, blah, blah. I'm sort of going, if you keep reaffirming that, then you're never going to get the money. But if you start focusing and say, okay, I'd love to do this, and sit down and get a pad and pencil and start writing things down, how you can make it a business, how it could be successful, what you can do, what you know, where it would work for you, and the whole thing. You'll be amazed if you don't put down at least 3 or 4 pages of ideals and just start doing them, because it's telling you right then and there, by coming up with those ideals, this is the way to go, because you've already put down ideals on a piece of paper how you could do it. So therefore, it's right there in front of you, so you just follow through with it. That just gives you the blueprint. But the thing is, you do that, you know. It's just telling you. It's what you need to do. And the idea of doing this whole thing is just not the idea of doing energy work or doing readings or whatever. It's a lot of stuff. I mean, right now, when I do readings, I do angel readings, tarot card readings, palm readings. And it's just certain things that I tell people, you're very gifted. You just don't realize how gifted you are until you start getting into what you really have to do. And the other things spin off that, little spinoffs. And that's what it was. I mean, palm readings, I'm an empath, just all these other things were something that just evolved out of actually putting myself into it, which makes me more successful, but also reach more people on different levels. And that's what I wanted to do, is the idea of working with people. And I can't work with people if I don't have clients. But at the same time, the more comfortable I got with myself, I had to do that. I had to put myself in the situation at the same time. I mean, if you actually got the book, John Randolph Bryce's Super Beings, if you read the book, you'll realize the guy who was writing the book, he was also studying and living and really coming into awakening of his own that he put in the book. But he was doing it at the same time. So the idea of saying that you have to have certain things before you do things is basically putting yourself in front of the wheelbarrow and expecting it to follow you. It's to realize how much, you know, put yourself where you got to put yourself. You know, do you really need gas? It's like, I'm just saying, it's like making excuses and say, okay, I can't push the wheelbarrow, I need gas. When you know you don't, it's just an excuse because you don't want to go there. Because maybe you're scared a little bit with the fear. I'm just saying, if there is a little bit of fear, you do like I do. You just walk and face it. Because I had a girlfriend look at me and she goes, well, you're strong, you can do that. I said, you know how I got strong like this? Instead of running away from things, I started facing them. and started realizing that half the time, these situations wasn't as bad as I thought they was. They was a figment of my imagination and my fears making them bigger than what they was. But once I faced them, I realized they wasn't that way, and I just kept on going through to the point where I just plow through things. I'm not going to let these things keep me down. They're there for a reason. Maybe it's friends around me or family, that kind of stuff, or try to block me from these things. But you got to pay attention to what you feel and your gut and say, okay, this is what I need to do. And put yourself there no matter what. Because I guarantee you, the more happy you are, the more you're going to start attracting opportunities. Because you were sitting on top of the shop. I had a shop that I got, and I didn't pay a dime. The money came in afterwards so I could keep it. But it wasn't there before. It was just opportunities of falling into the situation. Because we have this thing in our mind. That's what I think we should declare what we want and then let the universe do what they got to do. Because in that situation, I wanted a shop of my own. It didn't work out that way. But I still did a shop with a partner. And it came to a point where I became owner. I became part owner of that shop, but it was on paper. But it's still, I'm an owner. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So look at the things, how they fall into place. You want to open a shop? Let yourself be guided. I actually had a shop that I put off for so long because of my expectations of what I wanted was too much. It was more ego talking, okay? And I found this really dinky shop. It was like 5 feet by 6 feet. It had a little split door, and I was just, and it was on the main stretch. I mean, once I got into it and realized the potential of it was great, but I'd put it off for so long, and my angels were constantly looking at this, look at the blue door, look at the blue door. I'm like, no, I want this and then the other. And finally, I sat down one day, and my angels just like came to me and said, you know something? What do you want to do? What do you really want to do? I said, I just want to do readings. And they go, okay, if that's the case, then why do you need a partner and maybe 3 other psychics to work with in a big old shop? What do you need that for? You're just supposed to be doing readings. You're not supposed to be selling stuff. You're just supposed to do this kind of work because it's going to evolve into something that you never thought about where there's little extensions on the whole thing. But if you're going to sit there and put yourself in these other places, you're stifling yourself. You're putting a limitation on your talents and stuff because you're expecting to be working with other people to fill those other spots in when you can do that yourself. So it's just showing me more about me. And that's what I feel like with this shop that you're talking about. It would really point out a lot of things about yourself, realizations and that kind of stuff, just to enable you to move forward. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. For me to get one of my past readings from you, how would I contact you?
What you do is you go to my website, which actually if you go on the page here on Blog Talk Radio and you find my show page,
mm-hmm.
there's to the right of my picture you will see where it says profile and there's an address right underneath there. That is my website address. All you have to do is click on that and it takes you right to my website, right to where you need to, where you submit the payments. And basically you go through PayPal, but if you want to pay through PayPal, great. If you want to pay with a credit card through PayPal, you can do that as well. Well, I'm tired. But, yes, get that thing in there as soon as possible. I would love to work with you. I think we got some things we could really point out to you that would keep you away from success and put you right into it, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And like I said, get that thing in as soon as possible. This is the first year. I'm telling everybody, get it in there, jump in there. Me personally, my goal is to do 10 readings a day, okay, guys? So help me out here. And so I just love working with people. And I tell, like I said before, I tell a lot of people out there too, when you get an hour reading from me, with past life regressions, I recommend 2. And that's still, by calling this show, it's only $20. But the point is, whatever you feel comfortable with, do that. It's just a 2-hour, gives us a lot of room to focus on, especially with regression. It's the idea of relaxation and getting you into that frame of mind so we can actually do that too as well. But if you book some time with me and it goes over a little bit, don't worry about it.
Okay,
so just relax and just get it in there. And I know we can actually really come up with some answers for you, okay?
Okay, I'll definitely get it in there. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And you have a great, great night and a great New Year's. And you got to keep in touch with us and share what's going on in your life, too, because I feel like you're going to have a lot of awakenings. All right?
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye now. And I'm so tired. Not really. Well, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Let's all sit here and just answer some more questions, please. Hello? I do not know what that is. Well, guys, we got 50 minutes left in the show, so why don't you give us a call in here and ask some questions, and let's do some readings, okay? Talk about angels. And the number here is 646-721-9031. And if you'd like to contact me personally for a reading, get one of those past life regressions or past life readings in, my number is 937-838-6337. The number again is 937-838-6337. And my website is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Address again is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. You can also contact my partner, who is not my co-host anymore, but I feel like she's a very talented reader, and you need to get a hold of her as well. Check her out if you feel like you're gravitated toward her, because she's really good. Her number is 818-200-7431. That number again is 818-200-7431. Also contact her at her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. Again, that's adoredangel.yolasite.com. Give her a call. We've got some great rates going on, $10 an hour, $5 for a half hour. For people who are recommended to the show, their rate is still a discount as well, which is $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. Regular rates, actually, what I charge regularly is $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. So you'll see that you're getting a good deal and a great reading. So they go for $100, and people are constantly requesting those things. So get in there, guys, before we're pushing back to March and April. Okay, so get in there as quick as you can. I want to make sure you get a spot. Definitely want to do that for you. And so, therefore, we're trying to also bum up some business. I hate to put it that way, but it's the ideal. People out there who have couples, family, that they have talented children, but they don't really know how to deal with it. Or vice versa, the child doesn't know how to relate and communicate with you as well. Give me a call. I work with people who have children that are very gifted and help everybody to learn how to work together to improve on that child's gift and everybody to proceed and go in the right direction. So give me a call, too, on that, and we will definitely work the thing out. And like I said, you call for the show, $10 an hour, $5 for a half hour. Now, usually when the sessions like that are usually 4 or 5 sessions because of the situation, and we like to make sure that we get in there and work with both people. Well, sometimes you have situations where you have a step-parents and that kind of thing. So there's a lot more than just the immediate family that you work with, because there's connections with, like, you have a child who has a mother who's not in the family unit and deals with a stepmother and father. He could still be connected to his mother, which influences him on his psychic level of things that she's picking up, that kind of stuff. It just helps them to understand what they're seeing and focusing on, that kind of thing. And even help them to protect themselves and cut that tie if they have to. So, it's very, very insightful and very important, and some great tools to work with, And we'll be glad to sit there and teach those tools to you. So give us a call, 937-838-6337. And my website is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So get in there and get it done. I'll be so happy to work with you. Like I said before, the difference between a past life reading and a past life regression is the idea that regression is a form of hypnosis of working with your angels and taking you back to those sites, those times in your life, so we can help you find the issues that you've been having or why you do certain things, If you have trouble committing to relationships, or you have a tough time keeping a job, it could be simply tied to a past life. So give us a call. My number is 937-838-6337. And my website is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And like I said before, Desiree is a very good reader, very, very talented angel reader. So give her a call as well if you want to get a reading with her. Her number is 818-200-7431. That number again is 818-200-7431. You can also contact her at her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. Again, that's adoredangel.yolasite.com. So call, also tune in with Friday, and we're going to try to do Saturday as well, where you call in and we'll start picking up on your past lives and give you the idea of where you've been in previous lives before this one. I think it'll be a really fantastic show. I also have with me on that show on Saturday, I have Courtney Bibb. She has a show here on Block Talk Radio as well. I'm sure if you take that name and put it in there, you'll find her and check out her show. She's really talented, really great woman. And I think you'd really be impressed. So, therefore, check her out. Also, we have Linda West, who has a show on Block Talk Radio called Empowerment. Also has a book called 8 Keys. She's going to be with us Friday, so join that show as well. She also has, like I said before, she has a show here on Block Talk Radio. So check out her show. It's Empowerment. Linda West. So join us on those days. I think they're going to be some really great shows. And we'll be glad to have you here with us, and we'll answer some questions, because we all know Friday and Saturday is also reading night, and reading nights. And so get those questions and stuff in, and we'll be glad to help you out. So love answering questions. So don't feel like you can't ask certain questions. Ask us anything you want to ask us. I'm really sorry that we didn't have Shauna Lee with us tonight. I don't know what happened. I really don't. I got a confirmation she was going to be here, and we'll figure that out, and we'll have her on the show at a later time. And really miss her, and hoping that the situation is one of those things where it was just massive miscommunication or whatever, and she's doing fine. So let's get back to the calls. If you want to call here and get some questions and answers, we still got 44 minutes left. It's now 8:16 p.m. Eastern, and it's the 10th. It's January 10th, isn't it? 2011. So tomorrow is going to be a fantastic day, guys. We're talking 1/11/2011. If you want to take that 2 and break it down into 1s, it could be 1s across the border. Now, 11s are very powerful numbers, guys. Manifestation numbers. Most, and my angel's books talk about when you see 11s and 111, 111111 is saying you should sit there and focus on what you really do want, because there's some really powerful energy and vortexes and portals are opening up of energy to help you manifest those into reality. So think about that and focus. What I do, what I'm doing right now, because I see 11 clear across the board, is to sit there and say a $400 financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the day. A $1,000 financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the week. I'm going to do 60 readings before the end of the week. So try that one and throw what you want in there. But I'm going to be in a very strong, loving, deeply romantic relationship before the end of the week. I should say blessed, romantic, deep, loving relationship before the end of the week. So try those things, guys. Put them in there. I was sitting there trying to get this one caller. I wish they'd call back in because I couldn't. I came on, and I tried to get you guys on the show a couple of times, but it just seemed like there was so much static in there. So get on the whole thing, guys. Come on. Got 42 minutes left on the show. We'd love to answer your questions, and give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. And we're sitting talking about angels and angel healing energy and that kind of thing. I know from past experiences of the show, you know, doing shows and that kind of stuff, you can feel the presence here every time. Ask yourself, if you've been on this show, what do you feel in the whole situation? Because you're going to definitely feel something's going on there. It's interesting, guys. Come on, just put it in there. So with the situation, call in here, guys, and give us your questions. Can't answer those questions for you unless you call in and ask them. Now, if you want to ask the questions through the chat room, I'm actually checking at it right now. And the idea of the situation, guys, I'll sit here and say it again. Shauna Lee was supposed to be tonight. I do not know what happened. I have not got a call from her or any kind of confirmation of what happened. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over and get in contact with her as soon as we get off the show here and see what happens and have her on the show at a later date. Okay? So we'll figure that whole thing out. I can have eight. With the situation, guys, I want you all to check in tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a great show, too. We have... It's Divine Healing. There's a show on here on Blog Talk Radio called Divine Healing. What's up? And he's got... I can't remember the guy's name. I don't like when I do that. And actually, I'm seeing it right here. Amira. Let's hope I'm pronouncing that right. And then I have a woman here who's a very nice woman. I actually consider my friend, who's going to be on Wednesday. She has a show called Angel Heart. If you've checked that show out a couple times, she's going to be here with us, and we're going to be answering some questions and going over a few things ourselves. And then on Thursday, we have Barbara Reynolds is going to be back on the show. She's an excellent channeler and excellent coach. I've talked to her and worked with her. She's very, very impressive, and you should definitely check out her show here on Blog Talk Radio. If not, I think you would be missing out on that whole thing because she's a very wonderful woman. So check her out. Her name is Barbara Reynolds. She has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. And for some reason, like I said, I usually have the information right here in front of my face, but for some reason I can't pick it up. So, okay, guys, let's get in there and get some calls. Well, let's get some answers to some questions. Can't answer your questions unless you call in here. Number is 646-721-9031. And also, again, if you want to contact me for private readings, past life regressions, and dream interpretations, tarot card readings, angel card readings, whatever it is, contact me at 937-838-6337. My website is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Also, I used to have my co-host on here. If you want to contact her for an angel reading, she's a very talented angel reader. She's done a lot of studies with Dorian Virtue. Contact her at 818-200-7431 or contact her through her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. Now, with the situation, she also has a show here on Blog Talk Radio, which airs at 8:30, I think, 8 or 8:30 Pacific time. I think it's every day of the week. So check out that Adored Angel show. That's a really good show. I've been on there myself. And give her a call. So let's go back to what we were talking about before and see what's going on there. Ooh, let's check it out. And let's go take a couple more callers. I'm sorry, guys, got a little shocked there because, hey, there is a caller on the line, huh? And I don't understand. Maybe it's just Monday and people are just kind of like getting going. I know, guys, we're expecting to have Shauna Lee with us, and we will definitely get with you and figure out what did happen because I did have a confirmation she was going to be here. So. And we'll have her on a later show, so stay tuned. All right, let's go on to our next caller, if we can get this second to work. All right, area code 561, you're on the air. How are you? And welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Stacy, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Have we talked before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So do you have a couple questions for us, or?
Okay, I have a couple, all right.
Okay.
One, okay. When I spoke to you, I think it was sometime last month.
Uh-huh.
And about my mortgage company, you said, well, you saw it come in, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, today I met with the Department of Financial Regulations is pulling apart my loan. And I think they're finding a lot of shady stuff with my mortgage company. So they said they have been in contact with them on a daily basis. And surprisingly, the supervisor said he personally hand-delivered my stuff to them to go over it.
Right.
What do you see eventually coming out of this? Now that, you know, I didn't expect it to go this far. To be honest, I didn't see this one coming.
Yeah. Yeah, but I told you before.
Mm-hmm.
Keep focusing.
But it's like congressmen, senators.
Yeah, see what, you know, the ideal of focusing on positive. You're seeing that you've really got a lot of miracles of things that are popping in your life that most people said that wouldn't happen. If not the insurance company, if not the mortgage company itself, saying, you know, we're not scared of you. I feel like right now they're kind of freaking out.
Yeah, because they said they couldn't give them answers. They saw a lot of discrepancies and they ask, and they never had any answers, and they, like, dumbfounded. So
this is going to come out in your favor. I'm not really sure how it's going to play itself out, as in detailed. I mean, I get a lot of things back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, but I mean, with the situation of shadiness and the whole thing, I mean, you might actually have this. The thing I pick up the most, you might actually walk away with is not with not having a mortgage, but having a house to yourself.
Wow, that would be like, wow.
I'm just saying, because some people kind of freak out in this situation and go, okay, they're going over this mortgage and everything with it, and they're finding shady stuff. What does that mean with the mm-hmm. with the situation with the mortgage company? If they do go and get, I don't know what they can do in this situation, but, you know, the ideal, could I also lose the house because the loan is no good? No, you don't, because the house is yours. It's your property. So, therefore, it would be one of those situations where, more than likely, if the mortgage company was indicted for anything, it would be more or less paid in full. I just feel like the mortgage company would go, why don't we just pay this thing off and be done with it, because by continuously trying to get something out of you for something they know they have no entitlement to, they would want to get rid of it as soon as possible so they could look better in court by saying, well, look what we did. And I really hate this economy sometimes, because the economy is only as bad as we think it is. And some of these companies that are actually legitimate companies are falling to the point of trying to get away with something because of the economy. Not because their business is doing bad. It's the idea of obtaining money illegally and getting away with it. And I guess you would say not really putting it where they have they don't have to tell anybody about it. That's what I'm saying. I think I've actually heard companies actually taking your mortgage payments and not paying, putting it actually per se on a bill and keeping it money themselves. So with this situation here, the deeper they get into the whole thing, I just feel like the company is going to do something to make themselves look better. And that's not, and the only way they would do that is to be good to you. Like you said, you're very surprised at what's going on, man. So you got to maintain that vision. That vision is getting out.
Today with the three officials, and I'm like, whoa. They're like, oh, we're going to help you, all right. We're on them daily. I'm like, what?
I'm just saying, keep that positive vision in your mind, because you're going to sit back when you're sitting in your house and it's all done with, you're going to go, oh, shoot, it happened just the way I said it would.
Okay, another question.
Okay.
I have this ex that's poking around. I left him alone. All of a sudden, he's shown his face. When I say he's no good, he's no good. I just wanted to know what he's up to.
Okay, the one thing I pick up the most, the quickest, is the idea of, don't take this the wrong way, okay? But who cares? I understand that you have that curiosity in you about yourself. It's just your nature, but I would try to curb that in this situation, because you don't want to put any energy in this person, because they could actually interfere with what you're trying to do. Because he's not, if you want to sit there and look at it as you being a very positive, he would be the other side of that coin as being very negative.
True.
So I just don't want you, I get the messages from the angels of saying, leave this alone. And say, okay, he's no good, you know that, so therefore don't let him in your life, period. And by thinking about him, that opens a door. Okay? I don't see, to generalize the whole thing, really, he's up to no good on anything.
He's always up to no good.
So I'm just saying, well, that
I
kind
told of, him he's just a con man that dressed up in a suit to go to work every day. I don't care what no one says. A suit that you're a skunk and a con artist.
Yeah, so I have a girlfriend or ex-fiance came back in my life, and you know, the more I hear her talk and the more that goes on, I just feel like I need to take a step and walk away from it permanently. And I just feel like there's more positive things coming. You know, the situation with relationships. Yeah, because relationships right now, the way things are playing out for you and clearing a lot of things out, it's not going to be that long before you're in one yourself. But It's going to be something that's going to really fall into place, very loving and caring. Not because somebody else.
I need that.
Yeah.
You know, all these years, I used to wear my grandmother's ring on my marriage finger.
Yeah.
And I, after about 15 years, I took the ring off and put it on my right hand. I'm like, you know, because I kept up this wall. You know, you've been hurt. You just don't want to deal with it anymore. I surprised myself. I forced it on my right hand.
Yeah,
new beginnings, you know.
I did the same thing for a while, too. I put a ring on my ring finger. It was just that. Because it was the idea. I want to get married. But then I started thinking about it. That could be also keeping people from coming forward, too.
Exactly. But you have some that's brazen enough, and they'll confront you like, hey. And others, they see the ring and they stay off.
Yeah. My philosophy for a while there was the idea I would still wear the ring anyway on my ring finger, because I felt like the right person would come along and realize what that was all about. So it kept everybody else away that I didn't want to deal with. But the right person would come along to have that connection with that person would know what that ring was all about. And you know. So I'm just saying, that's my philosophy, but you know, it doesn't work for everybody because we all have different minds and brains, so therefore it all works in different ways. I mean, the procedure works the same way, but some things work for us that wouldn't work for you, and vice versa.
Right, they say cats and dogs don't have the same luck.
Yeah, exactly. Man, when's it going to get warm, guys? I'm just saying right now, it's like in Manitou Springs, it's 5 degrees.
Woo! I'm in Florida, so I'm warm.
Okay.
Well, the weather is nice this week.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in West Palm Beach.
Oh, yeah. I was in Daytona.
That's
for a
while. Matter of fact, it was hot today.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
What was it, about 75?
Yeah, 75, 77.
Back and forth.
Yep.
Yeah, I would definitely say that you have a relationship coming into your life about, I keep getting 6 months. We're talking, what I keep getting is mid-June.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So, you know, just relax and focus on what's going on right now, because it's nothing really that, I feel like it's one of those things you've already put the energy into. You just need to deal with what's going on right now. And the rest of it will fall into place. The rest of it will just fall into place.
So, you see a job coming too?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Because I got a call last week, but they haven't called back and said boo yet, so.
Well, so, you know, when I work with people, I tell them, I said, when things like that happen, just put it out there. You know, say, hey, I want that person to call me back. Even if it's just with a no, just focus on them calling me back and then let it go and see what happens. It's just not for a couple of things here. It's for everything in your life. You know, the Bible even says that too. Ask. You have not because you ask not. So therefore, ask for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You reap what you sow.
Ask, seek.
Uh-huh. That's what I was telling before at the beginning of the show, is the idea of planting seeds. Seeds of any kind. They work with your angels to make sure they sprout and come into fruition, which means, you know, the idea of the whole thing is, you know, when you think about this, too, I think the reason they use the word seed, because when you plant a seed, you don't sit there and watch it the whole time it's growing, do you? No, you put it in the ground, you put water on it, and you expect the universe to do what it always does. It's the same thing with manifestations. You sit there and plant the seed, you know, nurture it, focus on it in the mornings, and then be grateful all day. Show gratitude. And then have the faith. Make sure you don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. And just look for the signs. If you're in a situation trying to manifest something, what I look for is 222. 222 tells me it's pushing to the surface and about ready to happen. So when you start seeing 222s everywhere, that means it's going to happen. I was also saying, if you see 11s, focus really intently on what you want. positive, positive. Because, I mean, from what I've heard, from what I read with the angels, 11s means a portal or a pocket of energy has opened up, which makes it easier to manifest exactly what you're focusing on. So watch for those 11s, too. And when you see those 11s, just sit there and tell you, this situation is going to happen just the way I want it to happen. So be it, so it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a good way to be.
Yeah, focus, you know. But, I'm just saying, I'm warning everybody, you know, with that kind of energy, the universe is, doesn't really care what you're what you're focusing on. It will just give it to you. So maintain that positive thinking and write your journal. So if you have a tendency to falter, just look at the journal, look what you wrote down, and reaffirm it again, and keep going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You have any more questions for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have this sister, my younger sister, and the past year she's been acting kind of funny and strange. I think her mom is up to no good, and she feeds into that.
Yeah.
Do you see our relationship getting any better, or is pretty much done with?
And this is who? Your sister?
My younger sister, yeah.
It can definitely be worked on. So we're
her mother around?
I'm just saying.
Mother has a lot of influence on her.
Maybe so, but I think in
since she's grown, so she has a mind of her own. So
I'm just saying, from what I can pick up with the situation, there are certain things that are going to come to light this year, make your sister kind of wonder about your mom. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real good thing. So, you know, realizations are really good. So it's not over. I just feel like there's still a really good chance to have that relationship that you really want. I'm just saying, with the situation we've been talking about, let's focus on that too.
Okay.
I've seen situations like that work out too. You know, some people don't kind of look at the situation and go, they're baffled because things turn out a different way, but to focus. It can all be obtainable. Be, do, it's like be and do and have all things. You just got to be to thyself, be true. So the situations like that, guys, if it doesn't work out, if it's not really working, and it's not something that's making you happy at that moment, there's nothing wrong with for you to walk away. Because if you're striving to be positive, you can't see that as being something that's wrong. But when people are being negative and judgmental, they make decisions. That's why they're not in your life, because you've made a choice to be happy. They've made a choice the other way. So the only person that's keeping them out of your life is them, not you. If they would just if they would just follow your example, we would all be together. We'd all be loving, huh? So is there anything else you'd like to talk to us about, Stacey?
I had this client that I used to work with, and she left like 7 months ago. The idea was she was supposed to come back within 2 months, and she didn't. The son did something very underhanded. And I wanted to know, was she all right, or will I see her again? I keep having these dreams about her, like she's trying to reach out to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather strange.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the situation you're talking about, a lot of things are going on, okay? A lot of things. But it's also to maintain what you're focusing on right now as well. When you say clients, clients in... What line of work are we talking about here?
Private duty. Home care.
Oh, okay. Now, do you do this on your own, or do you work through a company?
On my own.
Really? Well, while you're on the air, why don't you just tell everybody how they, if you really want to acquire some more people to work with, you're welcome to give your information on the air.
I know, but I'm in Florida, so I'm in work from home.
Dear, we got all kinds of people calling this show from the East Coast, the West Coast. Actually, people calling from other countries. I'm actually working with somebody. I worked with a couple of people from Ireland, England.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Maybe you want to get away from Florida, find a client in England. I go.
Let me work out on my mortgage situation first.
I'm just saying, you never know. You might strike into a client.
That is so true.
I'm just saying with the situation. Yeah. I know since I've been doing this show, there's been so many things that happened and so many things I'm glad I'm actually doing this and be a part of. So, I mean, if there's any way I can help you get what you're looking for as a more client, you know, just let me know.
Well, let me ask you then. Do you see me moving? That might play a good part on it.
Yeah, I feel like in some ways you're tired of Florida.
I don't like the cold.
Yes. I'm just saying with the situation of manifesting things, it could be anything.
Yeah.
You focus on a warm climate, and I guarantee you'll find a warm climate. And there's a lot of them here in the country, so if you want to, I mean, it's one of those things. I don't see you moving anytime soon, but the ideal travel doesn't seem like it's out of the question either. It's just something you really haven't really focused.
I would do that. Mm-hmm. In a minute with somebody else's money.
I'm just saying, dear. I've had somebody. I'm doing this work. I mean, I was telling about a story about a lady who was trying to get a management position. She liked being a manager, but she didn't like the company she was working for. So she put it out there. Mm-hmm. She sat down one day and decided, you know, what kind of people she wanted to work with, what kind of environment she wanted to work with, what kind of company, what she wanted to get paid, what she wanted to do, responsibilities, everything, detail. And I tell people all the time, I say, well, so great about the story is 2 weeks later she got two job offers from two companies she never applied for.
Wow.
But she was, you know, it's one of those things when you write things down and you verbally, reinforce those things, you'd be amazed what happens.
Oh, yeah, okay. I like working with the elderly.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, you know, sit down, figure what you want to do. And if you popped in one day and said, I'd like to tell everybody how they can reach me,
mm-hmm.
No problem here, okay?
Thank you. That's so nice of you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm just saying, put a lot of thought into that whole thing. I mean, I think you could really have a really, really successful business of your own doing exactly this, where you could be in a position of not exactly having to do the work, but actually running a place and having people do it for you. But you're also a very person that can be very impressionable, so you would have people working with you as well that is as talented as you are, working together as one unit. So think about that for a minute, okay? I mean, just the idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you could actually come up with a way of advertising clients, but also you could also attract other things with people coming to the line of developing that business. So think about that.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Okay.
So what they always say is today is the day to start doing that.
Never thought of it that way. Really?
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying with people. It's like when you start sitting down and looking at things on how you can, if you already have an existing business and you just want to sit down and write some things out how you could improve on that, you'll be amazed what you come up when you start thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
The writing part, I always say, is like me guiding you to get it started. And the rest is all up to you. Okay. You're going to be fantastic. You're going to have a great, great life. You just need to come back and be a part of it and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do and this is what's going to happen. And it happens that way all the time, you know. It just gets firm with people. I mean, people have a tendency to talk around you all the time and say, well, this is the way it is. Says who? That's your perception. My perception says I have no limitations. Yours does, so I can't take your advice because of the limitations. There has to be better advice, or maybe I already know. I just need to follow through. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I often worry about that lady, though. She's a nice person. She's headed strong and tried to pull up a wall, but she, underneath, she's nothing but a little pussycat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what usually works in, man, because a lot of times we're intimidated by people in certain positions because of that position, not the person themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes that's why we say look past the illusion and ask yourself what you really see. I mean, I've been in situations where I worked for factories and stuff. That's why I don't do it anymore. But it's just that, you know, when you make it, that's what I try to tell everybody, when you make a decision that's just simply by saying I want to be happy, you have a tendency to make decisions differently that you normally wouldn't have done, because, you know, we're always thinking sacrifice, I got to do this, got to do this. Why? If you put yourself in a negative place, all you're going to do is have negative outcomes, negative results.
That is so true. Oh, yeah. What you put out is what you get back.
Yeah, but people think, well, I got to sacrifice and do this. You got to ask yourself again, why? Is there something better for you? Because a lot of times when you make those sacrifices, the one thing you're actually really focusing on getting, it pops in anyway. And you're thinking, well, that pride sticks in the way. So I already have a job. I don't need to do that. I think when it still pops in your life, it's still time to sit there and move on. Because, you know, the idea of getting what you want is the idea of making decisions to get that. Like we were talking before on the show here about a guy who came on, there's a guy who was trying to kill himself, and his old man rescued the dude and said, there's seven ways and seven keys to life. And the one thing is of realizing one thing, and the very, very most important one was yesterday's gone. Since yesterday doesn't exist anymore, why do you still let it affect your present day life? You're letting things that don't exist anymore still affect what's going on in your head and your mind, that kind of stuff. And the point is, you are doing that, nobody else. But the point is, it's not to point blame, it's the idea of saying, well, if you can do that, then if you start to direct in your energy on positive stuff, what would happen? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So put that in there. So if you get a chance, give me a call. We'd definitely love to do a reading with you, do some past life stuff. I got some callers I want to get to and make sure they get on here too.
Okay. But
I enjoy talking to you, and you're more welcome to come back here anytime. And I thank you for the call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a happy new year.
You do too.
And keep us informed about the mortgage company, please.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
I don't want to leave it. Hello. How are you? 604 area code. You're on the air. How are you today? Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh, hey there, Donnie. It's Shanna Lee calling in.
Shanna Lee.
Did you want me to call in on another line? My mute button was just on.
Okay, you were supposed to be on the show today, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No. That's a good question. I have no idea. I have no idea what to say. Anyway. So, you know, thank you. I'm what do I say in a situation like this? What happened?
Is this the main call in line? Did you want me to call in another number?
Oh, you're fine.
Okay.
Because I gave you my home phone and the other number was to call in the show.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's about 10 to 6 here, so I'm calling in at 1:45 like you had asked.
Oh, I get what the. Okay, what time is it where you're at?
It's 10 to 6, and when you and I had spoke, I said I confirmed that I was on Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, now I know what the problem is.
Okay.
Okay, because I sit there. And I was focusing on 6, that was 6 Eastern, but that's no big deal.
Oh, you're three hours ahead, are you?
Yeah, so you're actually coming into the show about 10 minutes. We have 10 minutes left in the show.
Oh, wow.
No, it's okay. It happens. It really does. So,
I think that's why I kept putting Pacific Standard Time, because I kind of had a sense that that I better keep confirming that I had it right, that it was 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, no problem. Well,
okay.
With the situation, why don't we just... If there was any chance you could come back next week.
Yes, I would love to. And now I know. So you're about 10 to 9 there, are you?
Yes, 10 to 9.
Okay. That's too bad. Well, I was really looking forward to connecting with you.
Well, if you could come back next week, maybe the 18th. That's a Tuesday.
Okay, the 18th. Yes, and that would be, yeah. So then now that I know you're 3 hours ahead, whatever we set up, that will work perfectly.
Okay, so, yeah, it's Tuesday the 18th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern. Okay, so that is 3 o'clock my time.
Yeah, and you're more welcome. Well, we had a caller on the line, but now we're down to just you.
All right, well, I apologize to all your listeners, because I know that they were probably geared up for that.
Yeah, sitting there kind of wondering about the situation, and people in the chat room are sitting there going, okay, so when is Shannon Lee calling on? I'm like, well, right now we're not really sure. I said I got a confirmation, but...
Oh, jeez. You know what? I apologize that we had a miscommunication there, but you know what? I will come on next on the 18th here at 3 p.m., and I'll be really excited to talk to your callers and...
Okay, Shannon, why don't you do me a favor and just, I've got 8 minutes, so.
Sure.
I'd like to know more about you.
All right.
If you guys want to call in, we still got 8 minutes. It's 646-721-9031. So call and ask the questions, because basically what I do, if you do call in and I see you pop in my queue, even when the show's not streaming anymore, I will still answer your questions online. So, and you'll still be in the archives, too, so think about that. So just give us a call in here, because it's like Mondays and Wednesdays have a tendency to be slow, but Fridays and Saturdays, whoa. So,
excellent.
So, good. Tell us a little bit about you, because everybody was asking questions and stuff. And one thing you could do, since we got 8 minutes here, you could tell everybody who you are, what the name of your show is, and give them the contact information out to them as well.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a psychic medium. I was born clairvoyant. I also was born with just a very strong knowingness as well. I came onto the path in a very unique way, as I think most people do. I think that most people sort of have to go through something before their spiritual gifts, you know, absolutely mature and before they're ready to accept them in a lot of ways. So. When I was about 15, I had a very, very strong vision and a strong knowingness that my mom was going to be in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just feeling absolutely a very strong determination that I had to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I was really, really terrified about how did I know this? Why is this happening? And is this absolutely true, even though I just felt it down to the core of me. So, of course, we went on the vacation, and, you know, I was sort of waiting and anticipating, but I didn't receive any other visions, no other information came. And then on the final day of our vacation, towards the end of the day, this is sort of when it happened. And I witnessed it, I was there, and I had a very, like, almost like an out-of-body experience, which I think people who are in tragedies, that sort of thing happens to them.
Yeah.
You know, and, but I remember something inside me sort of changed that day. It was as though I felt very much like a bit of an alien, and I felt very sort of estranged from just normal reality, because it was like the two worlds had collided, and it was quite literal. So what happened from there, after my mom went into recovery, because she didn't pass, thank goodness, was that I just began on a bit of a search. I'd always had a real passion for God. I always had a passion for the truth and for understanding. I was also very feisty and also questioned authority. So, you know, I ended up going to, I got baptized in the Christian church. I went to various places and was looking for answers. But it was only when really I got sick and I started reading a couple books, and one of them was The Course in Miracles. And
right.
That book really created a huge shift for me. That book created a huge shift. I did the 2 years, and that was wonderful. And then I, you know, serendipity sort of came in the picture, and I was introduced to a book, Autobiography of a Yogi. And that
yeah.
book took me on my 11-year journey into meditation and Paramahansa Yogananda's studies, the Self-Realization Fellowship lessons, and just really deeper intuition and intuitive knowing. So when I clicked into meditation, a lot of my mind that had been very, very fast, and it seemed almost at times that I couldn't control my mind, that it really started to become a lot more peaceful, and I felt more whole as a person. And so I just continued with that. And during that time, I was told by many people, oh, you've changed so much. You've just changed so much. And I could feel that there was almost like this calming happening within me, this sense of peace. And, of course, I'm only, you know, 21, 22, 23, but I'm still out there in the world trying to be normal. And I wasn't walking around saying I'm a psychic medium. That never really even dawned on me. And then I was invited to go to a spiritualist service, and they were doing mediumship. And I remember feeling like I had walked into, like, a forbidden place that I shouldn't have been in, because they were communicating with people who had passed. And, of course, I think the minister was wearing, like, a dark, I think she was wearing black velvet or something, and it was just very... At that time, given what I knew and the short period of time that, you know, I had been off and on in the Christian church growing up, and that I felt, ooh, this is not good. But I couldn't help it, because I felt it felt very much like home for me. So once I saw the medium's work, I thought, that is incredible. And I joined a development circle, and it was only after about 6 months that she said, well, you know, it's all there. And I think it was just, I just needed a place that was comfortable, that would really help me to put everything into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I went to Arthur Findlay College in England, and it's just mostly about working the chops to just really push myself as far as I can go. And it's a real joy. I just love inspiring people, and I love feeling inspired myself, so it feels like a natural extension of what I enjoy.
Right. I understand that one. Some of the accidents and that kind of stuff. I was actually one of those people who was in a drowning accident when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
So it was like an opening, and everything happened that way. So it's been one of those progressions, but then again, it depends on how you're raised as well. I was raised by Baptists, so that was one of the things that was encouraged. But at the same time, still being drawn to certain things and knowing things about people and that kind of stuff. And just knowing certain things, and then later on they play themselves out, and you're like, told you.
Yeah.
And people are just like, look at you going, that was interesting. I also remember before I started doing this work, you know, 100, you know, put myself into it, I remember being in a situation and watching, like, you know, just watching certain things on, because they've had things about psychics in here and there throughout the years. But before I actually started doing this, it was one of those things of seeing something like that. Boy, I tell myself, well, I wish I could do that. and then it was like tracing. When I started doing relationship counseling, I started noticing one thing about that whole thing. I've been doing it my whole life and wasn't really aware of it. I was just doing it. And that's what all spun up. So we only got we have 1 minute left in the show. And Shannon, if you can actually stick around for another 10 minutes, so I can talk to you. It'd be great.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was planning to sit here for an hour, so no problem.
Okay, no problem. I just want to tell everybody out there, thank you for tuning into the show, and thank you very much for all the callers that called in today. And tune in tomorrow. We've got a nice, great show going on. The guy has a great show called Divine Healing. I just can't pronounce the guy's name, and I don't want to mess it up. But tune in if you are really familiar with the show itself. He's a really fascinating guy, and so deal with me that we also got a lot of good things going on this week. So tune in, and you know, just keep on Friday, We got Linda West, who has an empowerment show here. So she has a book called The Eight Keys. It's a very, very good book. So check it out. And be here with us Friday. And then on Saturday, we're going to have Courtney Bibbs, who has a show here on Block Talk Radio, and Psychic Mediums, and we're just sitting there doing readings and stuff. So Friday and Saturday, tune in. Nothing but 3 hours and nothing but readings. We're going to do past lives with people, too, what we can pick up and that kind of thing. You'll love it. So thank you again for tuning in the show, and thank you for all the support. Thank you for everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Thank you very much. And we'll see you then. Bye. So, yeah, I was just sitting there talking about the whole thing of asking questions. Do you have a show here on Blog Talk Radio, too, right?
I do, yes.
Do you like the countdown?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, it's pretty funny, but I've gotten used to it. I remember in the beginning, it was very anticipatory. It was, like, very bizarre to hear every second being counted down.
Yes, because I was sitting there going, I was having flashbacks of the space shuttle program.
Yeah.
10, 9. We had a question on here, too. I was telling everybody, I said, you know how come NASA doesn't use the term blast off?
Oh, that's funny.
If you sit there and look at the situation of the very first Apollo mission, people don't realize this, but Apollo 11 actually ended in disaster and it blew up. What happened was they were doing a training thing, and this is when they learned things. They were filling the cabins with pure oxygen, and the fire broke out and basically vaporized everybody. So they learned from that one. That's why they have a mixture now where it's oxygen and nitrogen, so you don't have that kind of problem. But they don't use blast off because of that term. I mean, I know we've heard lots of jokes over the years with certain, like, space shuttles blowing up and that kind of thing, but that was the whole thing. And actually, if you sit there and study NASA and that kind of stuff, they're very dedicated, serious people. I'm sure you have your conspiracies and all that kind of stuff, but in the midst of it all, there's still people that are legit. Like with this business, you know that as well as I do. You have people that, you know, for a fact, are just ripping people off left and right, and you try to get past all that whole thing because you want to put it out there and get some legitimate people really doing this kind of work. Because, these, you know, the one thing I found out was a lady was doing a charity ball when I was in Colorado, and she started doing palm readings. She looked at me one day, and she's like, these people are actually coming to me and asking real questions, and they really want the answers. I said, well, welcome to my world. That's how it works. That's what we always say, take the responsibility of what you're doing, because the people are really legitimately looking for answers, so... One of those little ties here and there. You ever had experiences like that?
Yes, definitely. I think that this I think this work is very important. That, you know, in the work that I do, that I really feel that it's important to for people to realize that a psychic should not replace people's intuition. It should a good psychic should really complement the intuition, which is why. You know, people will say, well, I kind of knew that, or I felt that, or, you know, I you know, that seems right. And I think that's a really good thing because, you know, of course, as a psychic, there are things that people go, well, wow, you know, how could you have known that? Or, well, no, that's, like, people will actually say, well, you know, no, like I'm not willing to. Like, they're just not willing at that time to see that maybe the relationship won't work, or and yet they're just given some pointers around it and a bit more understanding, but they're maybe not ready to receive, you know, what they've actually asked for. So I think as a psychic, it's important to have, you know, discretion and really give what is needed as opposed to maybe, you know, sometimes just saying no or yes. You know, sometimes it's really what's needed for that person. It might be just like exactly what you said, maybe just reassurance for them that exactly is what's going on with them and that they're going to be okay and positive steps that they can take, you know?
Yeah. That is true. I mean, I'm just saying with the situation in hand, you're right. Some people are just so scared to death to see the truth. That's why they don't go there.
Yes.
They want to know because that's why they're asking us, but at the same time, they already knew it. When I first started this work, my middle name is Jean, so I used to be called the Amazing Jean. And a lady was sitting there and I did a reading for her, and she's like, that's amazing. I said, just bring it down a notch. I'm not here to amaze you. I'm here to help you.
Let's
focus on the information. And kind of said, I said, thank you. I appreciate your compliment. And I really appreciate it. I really do. But it's just one of those things that my focus is on them.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that and that's the work, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful, and I think that one of the greatest gifts that hopefully people are getting from the work is that it is not reserved for, you know, mediumship is definitely an ability that not everybody is going to become, you know, this sort of working medium, but everybody can sense the other world. Everybody can communicate with their guides and their angels and pick up psychic information. So it really takes it from being something absolutely out there and special and gifted to something just practical, you know, part of the inner mechanics. But it does take work and willingness, and, you know, it takes sometimes quite a bit of letting go and really taking a step into the unknown, and it can be quite uncomfortable at times, you know, and I'm sure you know exactly what that's like.
Yeah, the first time I ever did the mediumship thing was, well, I was doing a reading for a lady, and she just kind of like looked at, she came on the line. I was working for a phone company, and can't remember which one it was. I don't think it makes a difference, but I was sitting there doing this reading, and the lady said, "I want you to tell me what's going on." She said, "If you can tell me something that can help me believe in you, then we can go further." And she said, "I have no problem talking as long as you want to on the phone." I'm like, "Okay, thank you." No pressure there. you know, because I feel like, you know, some of this stuff is perception.
Yeah.
How people perceive things, how they're going to open up. But I sat there and said, "Okay, no problem." I said, "Well, okay, right off the bat, the first thing I pick up with you is there's a blonde. She's crazy blonde, as you call her, and she's causing chaos and." Sounds like five directions. And she's like, "Okay, that's wild." I said, "Why?" She goes, "Because my sister, who's a blonde, is driving everybody nuts, my brothers and me. And there's five of us." So I was like, "Okay." So she said, "Okay, this lady is really, she's one of those people that blames everybody else who has a good life, but she keeps telling everybody how sucky her life is." She goes, "Oh, yeah, that's her." So we were sitting there going over the whole thing, and I was like, "Okay." And we got to her mother, and I told her, I remember this too, because I told her, I said, "Your mom's got diabetes," but I said, "The loss of circulation in her hands has something to do with it. There's something more to it. It's really a circulation problem that can be corrected by taking niacin. So try that. If she's a person that gets irritated with the whole thing, there is niacin where it's like, you know, non-flushing niacin. So try that, because it's going to open her circulation up, because that's what you need to do." So I said, "But we haven't picked up on your father." All of a sudden, as soon as I said that, her father was there. He was, you know, he died and moved on.
Yeah.
But he was there, and I said, the first thing came out was, I got this tingling sensation on my spine. I'm like, that was so freaking weird, because I felt like, I almost like I could feel something coming. And all of a sudden, I picked this gap saying, I'm sorry. And I said, "You know something? We haven't picked up on your father, but I'm picking up on you now, and he's saying he's sorry. I see a car accident, and I'm almost wanting to say that your father was killed in the car accident, but I don't really feel that. I feel like there's an accident associated with the whole thing." So I said to her, and I said, "Hold on for just 1 minute." And I said, "Okay, now I got it." I said, "Your father and your mother were in a car accident, and it was your father's fault. That's why he's sorry, because your mother got hurt and your dad was drunk." And she's like, "Exactly." And at that time, I was really getting some shivers.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's just flowing, you know?
It's amazing. Yeah, everybody is... and it's neat, because it's like what you said, you know, they're definitely there, but it's in terms of, like, shifting the focus, you know, because I've had some clients have come to me and said, you know, like this woman from South Africa, she said, "My husband, you know, I went to a medium, and she said, no, he's not in a good place, he hasn't completely crossed over, so, you know, she couldn't speak to him." And, you know, when I attuned, and I was aware of who was around her. Of course, he was like the first person, and he was very eager to talk. And I just recognized that, you know, it is such a mediumship has so many stages of development, and it's wonderful, because there are times where people are such, you know, good person. They're such good communicators, just like they were in life, you know. So they're able to show and to say and to make you feel really, really clearly. And then sometimes it's just our interpretation as medium that we may think, oh, this person, they can't talk to me, they can't get through to me. You know, I'm putting too much pressure on myself to get you something really, really good. Whereas if I just allow, which is, it sounds like exactly what you were doing, you were just like allowing, you weren't pushing or forcing, then that connection became very clear and very focused for you. And so it's really interesting, you know, how, you know, every medium sort of has different perspective on what's going on. But it really is about that state of mind that we get into. So that's what I found out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, like I was telling people before, I said, you guys are amazed and you're, like, awesome about the whole thing when I sit here and do these things. And on the show, I can hear people just sit back from the phone going, wow, he just described everything that was going on. And I was like, that's good. But see, if you probably would have, I mean, it's evolving. It's something that's been evolving for a long time. I've actually discovered a lot of other things about myself, too, other gifts and things I can do.
Yes.
But it was also telling people, it's like, you know, when you're in something you really love to do, I said, I recommend all you guys do the same thing, because every day you're just looking for those things to happen.
Oh, and absolutely.
Makes life more exciting. So, you know, I said yeah, I've actually sat back from readings myself and said, wow, I did that. You know? But then my angels would kick in and go, what did you say?
Yeah.
I apologize too as well. And it's like a playful thing. That's what I tell everybody. I said, they're always these loving beings that, sure, but aren't you a loving being too, to have a tendency to joke with people and get everybody laughing? That's the same thing, you know? It's like sitting down with your guides and your angels and everybody that's around you, even your family, that kind of stuff. And just imagine sitting at a table and all sitting down just hanging out with your friends. I said, that's what it's like for me. And I said, that's why I don't have all this. Because I've noticed this too, and maybe you've noticed this a lot too, with people who do this kind of work to attract the negative part of the stuff. But if you actually look at their lives, they're not doing anything different. They also attract negative people in this lifetime too. So.
Yeah, it's so true. I had a guest on my show from England, Tony Stockwell, and you know, it was interesting because we were talking about mediumship, and he was talking about how this woman, you know, she was developing, but at a very she wasn't really letting herself shine, so to speak. And and then in her own life, she went through this huge transformation, and finally got on losing some weight, because this is something that had really bogged her down for a long time, and it really affected her self-esteem. Well, her confidence went through the roof, and her mediumship, of course, also completely transformed. So it's like your mediumship or your, you know, is a very good example of your life. Your work and this healing work is a good example. That's why I think if people meet a psychic or a medium or a healer who, you know, is in that negative space or is really working through something themselves, you know, I think that you want to be careful really where you're opening up your energy, you know, just to make sure that you feel really good about it, because we don't have to have any really nasty learning experiences unless we sign up for it, don't you think?
Oh, heck yeah, because, I mean, when I had the drowning accident, that was just interesting in itself, but...
Yes.
Like getting to a point in your life to realize, also, we were centered on people. Oh, I was centered focusing on, I have some friends that... She's like, every time I go to the hospital, these spirits are always bugging me and doing this and the other. I said, have you set boundaries? And she goes, what do you mean? That means you haven't.
And exactly. She was like,
yeah. She's like, what do you mean? I said, I also noticed her life, too. And she has guys in her life that she's been trying to get rid of. And
yeah,
they keep bugging her and keep doing the whole thing. And then she has these spirits who keep doing the same thing as well. And I said, have you noticed a difference there? And I said, maybe you should start putting your foot down here. And then the spirits will see that as well. And they'll sit there and start, okay, she's got a certain way of doing things. So, I mean, I have people come in from time to time. I've given some weird messages, too, you know, in the weirdest places. I mean, I was down at Daytona Beach 2 years ago, and things were kind of slow and wasn't really making any money. I think the reason I wasn't really making any money and doing a lot of work in this kind of thing is I was too focused on the lack of. So I wasn't really focusing on the whole thing. So I started working for ADT, and I said, it was kind of funny, man. It's like proved to me that what I should be doing with my life. And it was kind of funny that when I was working for ADT, I never saw any security systems, but I sure did a lot of readings. And so we were sitting at the conference table one day doing one of our training meetings with the sales guys. And I was sitting there, and I just met this girl. And I can't remember what her name was, but I think it was Chrissy or something. I just met her 10 minutes earlier, and her grandmother came to me and said, you need to talk to her. You need to pass on a message. I'm like, no, I'm in the conference right now. No, you're going to pass this message on. And the third time she came through, I described it as being slapped, of getting my attention and saying, this needs to be done. I said, she didn't literally slap me. I said, but it was just the way she came across to make me realize it was important that the message needed to be passed on. So I said, okay. I reached across the table and I looked at her and I said, this might sound kind of crazy, but your grandmother has a message for you, and I got to tell you too, because she just slapped the heck out of me. And I need to tell you this. I said, I've always been told when things come in threes, I got to pass them on. So I looked at her and I said, your grandmother says you need to rethink that freaking relationship you're in with that boyfriend of yours. And she goes, well, which one is it? I said, it's your dad's mother. And she goes, that's strange. I said, why is that strange? Well, it was, but I'm just saying, what would you say that for? And she goes, my dad called me this morning and said, we need to talk. So I said, well, I guess your grandma's coming in here too and reinforcing the whole thing that's going on.
Yes.
So you need to take a look at that whole situation. And she's like, well, she told me later on, she goes, I'm in love with him. I said, I'm sorry, dear. We're not questioning your love. We're questioning his. And in order to have a good relationship, it's going to have to be two-way street here. So
yeah.
Don't think about that. You're not thinking about that. You're thinking on another level, oh, I love him, and so I have to do this. No, you don't. You got to look at the other situation. The guy's got five kids. He's 30 years old. He had five kids by five different mothers. And I think three of those kids were actually born at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So I'm sitting there looking at her going, I said, don't you see a pattern here? I said, I understand, sweetie. You got a decision to take it. You have to come to these realizations yourself. But just listen to the information that's coming across. I said, this is coming straight from a source that has no influences. Not like here, where people can say certain things to you and do certain things to you. And then you kind of influence. I have a daughter like that who's very influenced by my family in a religious way. So she won't even really acknowledge her own gifts.
Yes.
She's really talented, too. I wanted to have a show called Superman and Their Offsprings Who Refuse to Use Their Powers. You know? So it was something that I was just trying to come up with a format for that whole thing. But I just thought it was kind of amazing with the whole thing and just some of the things that happen all the time. Because I tell people, I said, it wasn't just the ideal of this kind of work, but putting yourself into what you're meant to do, it seems like the things that we always had problems attracting, you don't anymore.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, I think a big question, because I myself did it for years, you know, what is my purpose? Why am I here? You know, and those are good questions because they do, as long as they're not just questions that
mm-hmm.
have no will behind them, you know, no desire behind them. So, I mean, those aren't even the question. Maybe the questions are like, what am I going to do with my life? You know, what will make me happy? How can I get out of this rut? You know, anything, however people word it, it's all kind of the same. But, you know, what is lovely about it is that we are sent teachers, we are sent books, we are sent many different experiences that are there to support us. So we are never alone. And yet, you know, when we finally find our place where we feel that we are called to serve and where our spirits get so much joy, because service should not be a grueling task. What's wonderful is that we look back, and it's exactly what you said. We realize that, my goodness, I was doing this for years. This is all a natural extension of me. I don't have to work at it. I don't have to. It's not something that I'm. You know, it's not like I'm out there for me. You know, the thing that would be tough for me would be math. And I was offered a scholarship to go into vet school. But I turned it down because it wasn't my passion, you know. But logically, people, when I look back, I go, oh, geez, you know. I love animals, but I just know that it would have been such a tough journey for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't where my heart was at as far as being a vegetarian. I just got some dogs instead.
Right.
You know. But really, I think that the inspiration and the excitement, and of course, I was into acting for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just develop shows and write and do all the things that I've naturally enjoyed and done for years and years and years. And so sometimes it is really we need to look back, you know, and we need to just
mm-hmm.
really look at the things that we do every day that are just those little things, like exactly what you were saying, just passing on where we feel inspired, like we want to cheer people up. We want harmony, you know. People will want someone to get better, and they don't realize that there's a seed of something more there, you know, that will lead them to that place of joy that they're seeking. So that's something where I feel very I feel very passionate about the fact that, because I've really been on that journey, and
the fulfillment really for me does come from within first, but my number one goal was to make good money doing what I absolutely love to do and to feel fulfilled doing it. And that was my goal as I was sort of, as I began working when I was younger. I just kept working towards it. And Yogananda, you know, in the work that I study and that I've been a part of for years, he's basically like, you are a child of God. You have to demand your, you know, your share. And there's nothing, you should get your share. So whatever we've gotten in our head really has nothing to do with us and nothing to do with the truth. And I think it's good sometimes for us to just get back to the real basics that we are all children of God and we do deserve our share. And we shouldn't have to steal or we shouldn't have to beg or do anything to get it other than, you know, to joyfully serve in our rightful place.
I know. I've had people like we thought for sure was going to get some lashes out when we started talking about Jesus and stuff going on. But I told people, I said, do you ever sit there and look at the Bible? And really look at what you can actually learn from certain situations in there. Not what the preacher is telling you, per se, but I think, to me personally, I think the Bible was written on an individual basis, not a group thing. Because so I was sort of taught, I said, look at the idea. My personal feeling about Jesus coming back was the idea, okay, you look at sin and that kind of stuff, but you sort of look at the situation. How could you put yourself in a position of not sinning anymore is to realize who you really are?
Yeah.
And you wouldn't do that anymore. So I said, I think Jesus came back for the things that you're talking about as well, but I said, take it one step further. He also reminded us who we were. If you look at the situation, God's never given up on the human race. There's always been somebody to carry on.
That's right.
So therefore, we still have, as I heard this Bon Jovi song say, we still have the blood of Adam running through our veins. So therefore, we are still connected to where we came from in the first place. And if we just go back to that and realizing that, where'd you come up with that term, materialize out of thin air? Maybe because at one time you could, you know. Sayings don't come from nowhere. They come sources, and even they've started tracing back legends and myths back to sources. So now they're no longer just a myth. Now they do exist. So therefore, the idea of what we're doing is something, because I don't know if you've ever had this before, but someone asked me, don't you ever wish you were normal? I say, I'm sorry, dear. I am normal. If you want to go the term normal, then you're not. Because I use all my gifts. Do you?
That's right.
The lady goes, I've never thought about it that way.
It's lovely because it just reminds people, you know what, we have all at some point in our life, and I can totally admit that I have wanted to be normal, you know, especially when normal looked absolutely acceptable and you do not stand out, which means that nobody can attack you. You're never going to be, you know, the brunt of someone's comments or whatever difficulties, you know, that do come down the line sometimes when you're really out there absolutely in your essence. At the same time, it's like, you know, you have to put up with some of that or you live a life of drudgery where you feel, where you're striving just to go from day to day. And unfortunately, bless people because, you know, it's quite tough to get to that place of true inspiration, but there is help and there's no reason to give up. We are still here. So it means that every moment that we are still here is a moment that we can embrace, absolutely embrace the truth, whatever what that looks like for us, you know?
Right. The thing about doing this kind of work, is as you progress and get past those fears, you start embracing it and going, I don't really care anymore. You know, basically in your face, I could do this and that and the other. Why can't you? So therefore, let's think about that for a minute. I mean, as like I was telling before, I mean, you look at the Bible. The Bible has a lot of things to point out. I mean, there was one thing in there, too, where Jesus tells everybody, you know, go ahead and cast the first stone if you haven't sinned, too. And it makes people think. And I said, this is what's so great about this thing. It's not the idea of telling you what to do or what not to do. It's just the idea of saying something to bring you back to reality or whatever you want to put it to make you think. Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? This is what's going on? Because I guarantee if you start thinking about these things, you're going to trace it back to a source and you're going to find out exactly what you've been wanting to do. And like we saw before, a lot of times you trace it back to something you've already been doing. And I've always told people, I said, you want to know what you do, what you're destined to do, or what you're looking for, what your life purpose is? I said, focus on what you love to do, what makes you your passion, really just stir your passion up about. Then I want you to sit down take a pen and a pen, take a pen and a pad and start writing down how you could turn that into a business. I guarantee you're going to wind up about 3 pages of ideas. Then you're going to start realizing you can turn this into business. And don't be surprised if you didn't find out what your life purpose was right there, too. Some people are like, it's that easy? Well, as soon as you start doing the spiritual stuff, you'll start realizing that spiritual means unlimited. Human means limitations.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's wonderful for people to have people like you and have access to all of us who just trust that where we are going is absolutely where we are meant to be going, and that, you know, each one of us are helping each of us, we're all helping each other get to that next stage in our development. And as each one of us lets go of the fears that bind us and those ties that keep us in that place of really where we feel like there's something absolutely missing in our lives, we're lifting each other up. So, I mean, it only takes one person, and it's true. I mean, Gandhi was one person. And yet, it's amazing, and that's what I think we forget. We have that seed within us. We have God, you know, we have that seed of the divine that is absolutely ready, you know, and waiting to sprout and to become that beautiful manifestation of spirit in the physical realm. And we're meant to be here. We're absolutely meant to be here. We're absolutely meant to be human, and we're absolutely meant to enjoy this experience. So, you know, I always feel as a psychic it's important to have a fulfilling life, not just a fulfilling work, because it's still, at the end of the day, when I walk away and I'm on my own, I want to feel happy about being myself. I want to feel peaceful. I want to get joy from my friendships and from my hobbies and from everything that I do, and yet it all seems to be very congruent with what I love. So I think that life is meant to be lived. And whereas I used to very much feel more so, you know, that spirituality had to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so I think that's just part of the maturity process. But it's neat. The whole process is neat.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I guess we're off the air now, are we?
Yes, we are. But, you know, so the biggest thing I tell people to come over and say, oh, you got a 3-hour show. I can only be around for an hour. But we actually have these nice little discussions like we're doing right now, and people have a tendency to go, oh, wow, it's like 2 hours.
Wow. Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah, well, I can hear my daughter. She's pretty funny.
You got to hear?
But, yeah, it's really neat because I'm I apologize because you know what? My intuition kept nagging me and nagging me. And but I'm sorry because it was probably a little bit frustrating that you were thinking, oh, well, she confirmed she's not here. I kept thinking I've got to keep confirming PST with him so that he knows that I'm in the West Coast, you know. But it obviously, we're just meant to connect next week. So I hope you're okay, and I hope the show, I mean, I know the show still went smashing, so.
No, I just kind of lost myself at the beginning of the show because I didn't know what to do. I was like, okay, I've got it all prepared to, you know, basically do my little thing here about introducing you. And I was like, well, I really don't know what to do right now. So let's go into the topic.
Just oh, talking, bless you.
Dealing with
too.
The angels. But
yeah, that's so funny because, like I said, I had a real intuition earlier, so I should have gone onto your radio website, which I didn't do. So.
Yeah.
But on the 18th, we can share, and maybe a few people are still listening at the end of the show.
Is there any chance that I could actually ask you a question before you go?
Yes.
You're supposed to be a psychic medium, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any chance I could ask you a question about a present situation I'm going through right now?
Sure.
You're sure?
Yep, sure.
I always make sure about these things. I have no problem answering questions, even on the freaking street sometimes. But, because now it's just a free-flowing thing where I was like, okay, you want to answer a question? Fine.
Well, I mean, heck, we could always do a mini trade.
Yeah, so I have this situation going on right now with a friend of mine that I met about 2 weeks ago, and it's so uncanny that I can see things between us, certain things, that kind of stuff. And she's kind of fixated on this one guy. And what's so funny about the whole thing is every time she tells me about certain situations of encounters with him, she says she's still looking for an answer of how he feels about her. And I said, it's kind of funny how you keep asking me this thing. She goes, well, I'm sorry, I don't mean to put it over on you. And then I have no, I'm pretty blunt. I keep telling her all the time. I said, you want to get back at this guy? And she goes, yeah, how can I do that? I said, if that's what you really want to do, I said, later on, you can send him one of our wedding invitations. That'll really set him straight. And she's like, I can't believe you just said that. Yeah, but you don't seem like you're really kind of like, you don't feel like you've been drawn back. You're still sitting there looking at me. So don't sit there and tell me you don't feel something here between us that you're kind of curious about, but you're so fixated on this other thing, and it's kind of making you question it, but she still wants to hang on to it. So I was sitting there going, okay, you just sat there and told me the guy, you sent him a nice letter. I told you not to send it, just write the letter for yourself. She still sent it anyway. And I said, I like
it. She wrote him a letter.
Right. So I told her, I said, but don't get me wrong. I said, sweetie, that is so great. You do what you feel your intuition should do. And I always tell people that. I pick up things, but I'm picking up things because of what's happening right now. But you could change things tomorrow if you start doing certain things and that kind of stuff. So you can definitely change it. And I was telling her that. I said, I like that. I told you not to send a letter, but you felt your intuition told you you needed to do that. Now, I think the ego kind of kicked in there, but she doesn't want to admit to that part. But she's very intuitive, very psychic, and she's even said that today. She said, so we've been talking and stuff, and I'm, like I said before, I'm very blunt and very straightforward about the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I've told her my intentions flat out. Because I told her, I said, this is my philosophy, and I teach my students when we do relationship counseling to do the same thing. When you meet somebody, from the second you meet that person, I want you to tell them the truth. Take the mask off because you want to find the person that you want to be with, which is more, I said, if you're really focusing on it, and if we've studied the law of attraction, then you're going to find the person that is you. So if you don't know who you are, you're going to have a hard time finding that person because that's you, okay? So think about that for a minute and go on the whole thing. And I met this girl, and it's almost like uncanny. She works out. She does this and that and the other. She actually is in the, she's trying to get into law enforcement, which is actually what I plan on doing before I started doing this, which
wow.
I've actually worked with the police. But I was just telling her, it's like, I'm trying to get into that whole thing, but just saying, real quickly, it was just all this uncanniness. And today she said that she doesn't want to miss out on the opportunity. She still wants to get the answer to how he really feels about her because she thinks he's lying to her. Because she just told her he wants to be friends, he wants to see the way that's going to go. And I told her, I said, you know something? You guys have already been in a relationship. And now he's talking about he just wants to, he's leaving a door open, but I feel like he's still putting on the back burner. And
what's
I think
her name?
Her name is Shannon. I said, Shannon, what did you mean by you don't want to miss out on an opportunity? So she didn't say, I don't want to miss out on the opportunity with him. She said, I don't want to miss out on opportunity.
With you, or just
yeah.
in general?
Yeah. So she's
okay.
like, she goes, didn't you catch that? I said, yeah, I caught it, but I just want to hear you say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Has she told you about her past at all? Has she given you anything around her past? Like, are you aware of sort of anything about her past?
Yeah, I know some things
okay.
about her past.
No. It's all good. Everybody has stuff in their past. But
yeah.
I'm just going to look at, like, really where I should go with this. So, what do you want to know specifically? So I don't go like around the block, because my sense right off the bat is that she's a very now is she a mom as well?
Yeah, she's a mom.
Yeah, because she the first thing that I feel here is though she's got this really warmth to her, a really lovely warmth, and she feels like a mom. She feels like she's very hard working. Definitely that she is tired of the relationships that don't go anywhere. She is. She's really tired of them. But what's interesting is that with this guy, you know, it's almost like the one that got away, you know, in a sense. And bless her heart, but I wonder if in the past, if she's ever shared with you that she has found that, you know, the one that, you know, proves to be the most difficult is kind of the one that she hangs on to. So it seems like she's still sort of fighting in terms of really having that, you know, intimate, safe relationship, because she has in the past not felt safe in relationships.
Oh, no. That's why I was sitting here talking to her. We've been talking for like the last 2 weeks, but this last week. So
yeah.
It kicked in because it was like Friday and Saturday. Friday she was trying to, she said it was about this letter she wrote and that kind of thing. And I told her, when you sent it, I said, are you prepared for what's going to happen? She goes, what does that mean? Is it good or bad? I was like, no, I'm asking you a question. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad. So I'm asking you, are you prepared for whatever happens? And she goes, yeah, I am. I don't think she was.
Yeah,
never. As I told her, I said, I think with him not responding, the answer you're looking for is right there. Because he didn't respond after you basically pouring your guts out to him about how you feel, what you want, and he still didn't give you acknowledgement. I mean, he could at least call you up and say, you know, buck off.
She's not willing to let him go yet, bless her heart. But she's not willing to move on. And I have to say that it's not unresolved yet. So it's not going to be one of those things, you know, you're very sensible. And and that's a good, it's good because, you know, you have a good logic too. And so for you, you know, when these things happen, it's like, okay, well, you know, these are the steps that you take. And of course, it's, we can always see the steps for everyone else, but it's a little bit more difficult. It's a little bit more difficult for you know, the for love situations. With this, you know, I think I'm asking my guides here what to give you, but really what I feel here is that with her, definitely you'd have to be very, very patient, you know, because in a lot of ways, she feels to me as though she's been coming off of a time where, exactly what you said though, she's been a bit down, her energy feels low, and she seems to be questioning herself and she's not trusting, but the great thing is she's right on the verge of a wonderful, a really exciting time, and her energy is going to be lifting. She's going to be feeling a lot better about herself, a lot more clarity. So she is going to get a lot of clarity, and she is going to move on from this guy. But it just feels like it's not going to happen right. It's not going to happen right yet, just yet.
Oh no! The reason I was asking the question because I had a reading where they said you're going to meet somebody, you're going to think it's not going to go anywhere, and all of a sudden it does. And I said, wow.
Well, this is what. Yeah. Well, this is what I'm saying to you, though, is that you just have to be patient.
No, the thing I guess with the curiosity was when I sat here and I stayed up with her Friday night. I stayed up from what was it, like 10 o'clock until 9 o'clock in the morning, and I think she was kind of freaked out because she was like, she called me in the morning after we hung up, and she called back and she said, I just wanted to call you and tell you thank you for staying up with me and being there for me. Almost like no one's ever done that before. Because like, she called me the next day and she goes, I feel a whole lot better after spending the time with you last night, to where we actually did it Saturday night too again. And she's asking questions. I told her flat out. I said, I understand where you're coming from because I've been there before.
Yeah.
And I
said,
I know you need to find an answer. And then she kind of come off today and she was like, I'm really sorry for laying this on you because I know how you feel about it. I know how you feel about me. And I know what you want. I said, yeah, you know, definitely know what I want because I've told you exactly word for word. And she goes, yeah. She goes, I love that kind of thing, with that being honest. I said, maybe the problem here is you don't realize. I said, I told you a long time ago what you're trying to obtain, I told you you can have anything you want to. I said, but I think the problem is that what you're wanting and all the stuff that goes with it, it just might not be the person you think it is. Because I said, I can see with the situation. I said, that's what it's so wild about this whole situation. I can see it so freaking clear of what you could have if you really want it compared to what you're trying to have, which you're not going to get. And I said, you can think about that and what you want to, because I'm not going to sit here and say that's exactly what it is, because she asked me flat. If I think positive and really focus on this, can I have what I want? And I said, I have to answer yes, because it's all in your hands of what you want to do. I said,
you know very well that she can't just have what she wants because people have free will, so she can't make somebody fall in love with her when they're not there, you know.
I tried to talk to her too about that whole thing. I said, I said it's great. I said, I can sit here and do readings for you till doomsday about getting money, cars, and that kind of stuff. I said, you know why? And she goes, why? I said, because a car won't change its mind.
Yeah.
But a human being has free will and they can
That's
do whatever.
Right.
No matter if it's good or bad, I said, yes, it could be destiny, but this guy could also be resisting his destiny. But I said, but there's good news. And she goes, what's that? I said, if he doesn't take the responsibility of what's been given to him, there is somebody who will. And she
That's
goes,
right.
She goes, are you saying that to me again? Did I catch that? I said, you know you caught that, because I thought I put it in pretty wordly, that where it's pointing to and where it's not pointing to. And she goes, yeah, you did. It's you. Okay, so you did catch it. So the connection that you're trying to debate on, and you're not really putting a lot of energy into it, you see it as well as I do, but you're still hanging on to that one. I said, why don't you take some time to think about what you're doing right now, because things are very clear to you, but you're still letting them be cloudy because
yeah.
of what you want.
That's right, yeah. But you know what? I think there's some growing there to do for her, and I really feel like she's going to continue to hold on to this guy. But I think you just need to be patient. That's what I feel. And at the same time, I would just be really open to, which I know you are, but just open as well to meeting other people.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think you've got, I think that this, you know, that you've definitely got someone else here that halfway through the year, and you know, actually there's a, you know, a number of women coming out of the woodwork, so I would say there's an emphasis around three people. And, you know, it's interesting because I had readings in the past, and my gosh, you know, I've followed, you know, I've thought, okay, it's going to happen to, like, you know, a T. I've kind of expected in the past, you know, years ago when I got a reading, okay, it's going to, when it comes in and it looks so much like this, it's going to be like that. And the only thing that it's caused me to do at times is to question my own feelings about the situation, you know, and that's where I've kind of gone, okay, whether what that woman said was right or not, I've still got to really go, I'm feeling uncomfortable here, which means that even if this relationship is going to happen, it's not at the level that it needs to be in order for us to really have a great long-term partnership together, you know?
Oh, yeah, because things change all the time. You know, like we can sit here and look at the situation of readings, but most, I mean, from when I do my readings, it's based on what's happening today.
Yes.
What proceeds to go forward. So I was sitting here talking to my friend, I said, you know, there's a girl who just, it's funny too, because I was sitting there talking to her. I said, this guy hasn't contacted you or nothing. I said, what's so freaked out about the whole thing? I wrote my ex-fiance an email about back in June. She just acknowledged it yesterday. And I'm like,
wow.
That's so freaking weird. And I told her, I said, but to me, that I told her, I've been telling her everything I've gone through and what I've gone through and everything else and how it relates to her situation. And I even told her today, I said, she goes, I can't tell you this stuff because, you know, you're kind of like involved in, I really don't want to hurt you because of what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I said, yes, but I'm also your friend. So who else would you tell anyway? So
your sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I said, I'm your friend, so you, yeah, tell me. I want to hear. I want to help you. I said, I'll even give you some techniques on how you can manifest this if you want to. I'm just telling you to be honest about what happens when these things happen. Because I said, I went through the same thing with my ex-fiance. One time it did work, and then another time it didn't. I had to look at the situation. Why is it not working this time? And then when we reconnected this last time, or even when she called me today, I was like, I don't want to go back with her because she's still Mrs. Drama. And I look at Shannon and it's going, she's coming out of this, which is something I would definitely enjoy having with her. And I even told her, I said, even if it doesn't work out, you're an amazing woman. And if I just have to have you as a friend, I'm okay with that. And she was like, okay. All right. Because I told her, she was almost like, I said, what is it? Like my other friend said. She said, I've never met anybody like you before in my life. I said, is that a bad thing? She goes, oh, no, that's a good thing. Trust me. So I told her, I said, if you're amazed by certain things, it's great. I'm not trying to be egotistic, but, you know, there is nothing wrong with being confident with you, who you are either. And I said, you're very confident with yourself, too. So I want you to start being honest with yourself what's actually going on. You're looking for things. You're looking for a relationship right now. You're ready for it. And I said, the sign for me in this situation, from what I see, he's not. That's the sign. You know, and she was like, well, I still got to do this. You're stubborn. I love that about you. So you do what you think you got to do with your gut feeling, and I'll be here for you. So that's why I love it.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, there's your ex-fiancé was quite afraid of this whole thing and really quite afraid of just very, very fearful, bless her heart, you know. And
right.
So there was no way that you could absolutely be yourself and feel supported. And I would just like, if I was giving you advice around this for exactly what I'm sensing and what I'm receiving here, what I would say is to be patient. And I want you to know that this isn't the only option for you. So although you are getting it is a beginning of romance for you, I still see that there's the possibility for also meeting someone else as well.
Uh-huh.
But I think that you just need to be patient with her. I really, really do. And the only thing that I think you need to be aware of is just watch the energy exchange. So That's the only thing you need to be aware of, because you give so much of your energy. Really be aware of seeing, you know, how you're feeling about being nurtured, you know, mm-hmm. by her energy. Because I think that in the future you're going to be doing a lot of this work with your partner as well.
Yeah, I know. I know that, because I was like, that's one thing I've been looking at. And this girl is very spiritual, very open-minded. She wants to do law enforcement, but I just think it's one of those things of.
And you're thinking, well, we could do a partnership. We could do, because I see you doing healing, and I see you having like a healing partnership and a healing business with your partner. And I know it's like, okay, you know, ready to get it started. But I think you've just got to be a bit more patient. So the next 15 months is going to be really significant for you with a lot of changes. Are you moving, Donnie?
I'm hoping.
Okay, yeah, because a move is in the works as well. And so the next 15 months is definitely.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go with you either. I just want to go to Colorado so bad.
Oh, lovely. Have you got a son as well? Have you got children?
I have children, but I have two daughters. I don't have any sons. I'd like to have one. Shannon asked me, Shannon goes, do you like country music, and would you consider having more kids? And I said, why? And she's like, well, I just want to know what you got to say first. I'm like, no, I think you already have it planned out in your head. If you could find someone who actually be open-minded to it. I said, I have two kids right now. I said, I've thought about it, but it would have to be definitely with a person, because I take care of my granddaughter all the time. She's like not quite two, and she follows me around like a pup. I mean, every time she sees me, she like lights up. Woo! It's a grandpa.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm not used to that, because her three other kids, I wouldn't say they're independent, but their thoughts are just in different directions and stuff. They have their moments. I mean, I have a grandson that he's like, when he sees me, he does the same thing the youngest one does. But it's something. It's like, it was first when you think about the grandkids and that kind of stuff. It's like, I guess it's another thing that evolves. Because when Paige came along, she looks just like my daughter when she was that age. And I used to pack my oldest daughter everywhere. She was like my first anyway. So I took her everywhere I went. If you would see me, when we were in like Rockville and D.C. area, that kid was either on my chest or on my back. So, you know, it was a great event. But I've always looked at the situation of having a son, but my oldest daughter, the way she was, she's played sports, and she's also the most prettiest girl when she goes to dances. So I actually have both the best worlds.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, so I mean, she's like, don't touch me when she's getting ready to go to dances, but she'll knock you on your ass when she's playing basketball. So.
When you were younger, your partner didn't lose a baby.
She what?
You didn't when you were younger, like in your younger years, you didn't lose any babies or anything, like where the baby wasn't actually born.
We had one where we had to. My ex-wife was having a kidney so bad. I don't know what she was going on. We went to the doctor, and the doctor said that she was pregnant. But her kidneys were dilated or something. They were really bad, and he needed to really look at him.
Yeah.
So he said, but he couldn't do nothing unless we made a choice to either.
Yes.
We had to abort a child. So it was one of those things. I was very angry, because when we went back to the doctor, now he's got a different tune. He said he couldn't find anything wrong with her.
Wow.
So I was like.
Yeah, because I was picking up that as interesting when I was seeing a boy around you. I was going, wait a minute, and then I saw that there was a baby that had to be given up with your partner. So it's quite interesting. You never know. Maybe he'll come back around. But
yeah.
You know, but I would just I would just really be patient. That's what I would do. I'd be patient, but you know, just really, really follow your higher knowing. Like I said, just look at the next 15 months and know that there's going to be some huge changes, even where you are right now, and then where you're going to be in 15 months. I think it's going to be quite a surprise for you.
Yeah. I'm just saying, with her, it was kind of a surprise today when I sit there and said, well, you know, I got to go do my show, and well, I got to go. And she's like, what do you mean, well? At that time, she seemed a little bit taken back for a minute that she might actually lose an opportunity, which I guess she was really putting a lot of weight into that opportunity. So.
Yeah.
And because, like I said before, the readings I've gotten said that my friend is really like off the wall.
Yep.
She said that she saw it happening where she goes, you're going to meet this girl. I think she even described her to a T. You're thinking it's not going to go there, and then all of a sudden it does. And I'm sitting there going, no problem. I got my little information, but I go right back to living my life, too. I know you can't hang on to this thing, or they definitely won't happen.
Yeah. That's a really good perspective to have, totally. Because it's, yeah, I agree. I just think, yeah, I think that patience is the key. That's all I think. Because it's really interesting how even just having that patience and really letting her experience and go through whatever she needs to. But the only thing that can be tricky is that if it becomes a relationship where you're always giving the answers, and you do that naturally, so I don't think, you know, it's just you know, it would just be, it sounds like there's just a lot of discovery and a lot of good conversations still to be had, and both of you getting to know each other, but there's a lot of potential there. I'm just saying that it's not the only relationship that I see.
Well, just as long as there's not a girl comes on the freaking show again, when I put her on the queue and she yells out to everybody who's listening, "You got a sexy voice, and when can we get together?" I'm like, really? That was kind of throwing me back for a minute.
Yes,
but, hilarious. Yeah. So, yeah.
Donnie, what do you feel? So do you answer a lot of relationship questions or just about anything?
Oh my God, yes. That's my biggest thing. I also do relationship counseling on a spiritual level, and it was one of those things. Person said, "Why'd you get into that?" I said, "I started noticing. I've been doing that since I was like in junior high."
Wow.
I used to have ex-girlfriends come to me and ask me for advice about the boyfriends they were going. My ex-wife, who was actually married to my brother, even called me up one time and wanted to get some information on their relationship. So I'm like, my friend said, "You didn't do it, did you?" I was like, "No, I'm professional." I said, "I had to separate myself from what happened to what's going on, because this is a person, which is why I'm here in the first place, who's reaching out." I said, "She might be my ex-wife, but still the same point is, that really taught me a lot of things about how to separate and really be good at what I do, you know."
Yes.
So
now,
yeah.
Now, before I go, because my daughter's getting a bit out of control there, would you just sense? I'd love to get a second opinion on just whatever you sense about my relationship with my partner, and his name is John, and him and I are currently engaged. Been together about 3.5 years.
Okay.
And we've definitely gone through our ups and downs. Let's definitely.
That's
that.
That's putting it lightly. So when I sit there and when I focus on John, it's like really a lot of scattered energy of being pulled in many directions.
He's trying
to do a lot of things and trying to focus and trying to impress too many people.
True.
So, you know, I feel like it's interfering with your relationship, but he should be focusing on that. And I think sometimes it's a situation of stepping back and going, you need to take this relationship seriously instead of just acknowledging it exists, but also being a part of it.
That's right. I agree.
So when I sit there and focus on the whole thing, the outcome, you know, I feel like you can feel really positive about the whole thing. I just feel like in some ways you need to put him in his place. And I don't mean that
I agree.
It's just the ideal that when he says things, just look at him and say, "You're full of it." You know,
yeah,
I've
done that.
Because we had one today. It was kind of like an example I keep popping in my head, where the lady was talking about the guy that she's with, said he can't focus on her. He can't focus on himself. He has to focus on his winery. And I said, "Bull." That was one of the most lamest lines I've ever heard in my life. And she's like, "What?" I said, "Because if he's focusing on his business, he is focusing on himself, or he wouldn't have the success he's having right now." So therefore, why I call it an excuse, which means if he can find time, which he said he's not, it's more of an excuse why he can't find time with you and justify.
Yes.
So she's like...
Yeah, true. I think that there's something there with the intimacy, the emotional intimacy. But, I'm just very curious because it's interesting. It's very interesting when you think things... Or maybe one way or whatever it is, you know. It's always neat to get a bit of clarity because I get clarity for my life, but at the same time, I'm in it, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, I'm just saying, you know, you doubt it. There's some days that you just kind of like want to throw it up and just say, forget it. You need to really honor those feelings as well and asking yourself in the situation of being happy, which is your main goal.
Yes, I agree.
Because if you're not being happy, it affects your child. You have a daughter.
Yes.
And it's like one of those things of saying, what's more important here. Because I mean, John will take care of himself.
Totally.
And I think sometimes in the past you have a tendency to take on your partner's responsibility with him instead of letting him deal with his own issues. And if you kind of sit back, and when I say put him in his place, I mean say, okay, you're saying one thing, but you really mean this.
That's true.
Because the more you do that, the more he like has to think about it. The more he's going to stop, stop doing it because he's tired of trying to outdo you. And that's what you're trying to do. So, with the situation.
Very interesting.
I'm just saying, if you don't, because I feel like it's very strong. With the days that you doubt it, you should ask yourself why and look at the list that comes out of that. Why do I not see this happening? And I think it's another realization for you as well that might play out differently.
Yeah.
Because I feel like 3 years. Why 3 years? Because you guys should have been married a year and a half ago.
Yeah. So
there's a thing about the situation that needs playing out. Because I always tell my clients, a year and a half. Now, I want to sit here and tell everybody flat out that in a year and a half, I'm not saying you're going to get to know that person. But what I am saying is you'll know if you really want to spend the rest of your life getting to know each other.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we were actually supposed to be married in May of last year.
And that was because of him.
Pardon me?
That was because of him.
It's a very unique situation. There was a famous spiritual teacher involved. It's very interesting.
Not really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, there were some influences that were less than best.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
So I'm just saying, you know, the situation, the ups and downs, I always question those.
I will. I appreciate that. That's actually good advice.
Because I just wanted to sit here and say, am I going to make a lot more money this week? Because I really need to. I'm a person who's very, when I look at the situation, I try to be a little delicate with that because I don't want to focus on the money itself per se.
Yeah.
Because I can create a block. And I know that. But I've been focusing on at least 10 readings a day. I don't think that's really putting it over the top. I have to sit there and kind of, I guess you would say, discipline myself too to keep them in those realms because if they go over like 10 or 15 minutes over an hour session, I really don't feel right to ask them for any more money. I've even been in situations where I said, you know, if you feel later on that you should give me some more money, I said, just find your favorite charity and give it to them because I guarantee I'll get it back anyway. So don't worry about it. It's just that when you get into these sessions, I just want people to know the answers.
Yes. I
can't be
but
one.
But you know what? I think it's absolutely okay for you to possibly, you have a very generous spirit, so keep doing that. But at the same time, recognize that it's going to help you even more if you're valued in that way for the energy that you give. So it's not putting anyone out of pocket. You know, people have the money. They want the answers. You're not charging through the roof. You're super generous with everything you're doing. So I would just say that, really just recognize that you need your share and that your share, even if your share was larger than, say, what your absolute base needs are, then you're still, it's your spirit. Your spirit's going to be generous with that. It's not like you're going to be sitting there hoarding your money and not giving people what they need and becoming greedy. So,
that's the one thing, is that fear.
Yep. So I would say that since my daughter's having a brain storm, I'm going to have to go. But sorry, what's that, Donnie?
I was just saying, with your situation, the ups and downs are very important right now. And take a look at those, too. And what was you going to say? I'm sorry.
Yes. The next 15 months are going to be very different for you. You've got some restructuring to do, even in your home, with your reading room, with where you're reading and all of that. You're going to be making some changes. You've got a lot of growth and a lot of changes. I feel like you're going to get some information in your dreams as well, a very, very strong information.
Okay.
And I feel like you just really need to listen right now. I know that you're one of those guys where it's like, take life by the, kahunas, get out there, do it, make it happen. And you're very passionate and ambitious as well, So I know that you've just got to be patient right now, but that you are going to start to see opportunities that are going to open up to you, and possibly with a, a center as well, working out of a center, doing some things out of a center.
How long do you think it'd be before I move?
Before you move? Well, I was getting something here about 15 months, and they were bringing up a move. Spirit's bringing up a move. So I think that, actually, I think in the next 6 months, you've really got to look at a shift. But are you thinking about actually moving?